Radio. Lunatic Radio. Lunatic Radio. Lunatic Radio. This is Lunatic Radio.
What happens when three schmucks have a radio show listened to by at least a dozen people?
Is this radio?
This is our show.
Is this what radio is?
Troubledoers. That's who we are.
We're a little bit better than Suck, but we're still pretty close to that Suck level.
Lunatic Radio.
LunaticRadio.com. We give guys wood.
What up, everybody? It's the LunaticRadio.com show. Hungover.
Hey!
Hungover today. This just in, Republicans are abandoning Bush.
They're abandoning it. They gave up on it.
According to MSNBC on the Scarborough Country, the Republicans, the party, everybody that's Republican is abandoning Bush.
So there was Bush and they're like, Slater!
Slatron! It's the LunaticRadio.com show.
It's Bobby and Adam tonight.
Right, Bobby and Adam in studio. My name's Cameron Cann. Across from me is the Rocket CEO.
Hi!
Email us at the show, lunaticradio.com. Drunk call hotline, 206-202-LUNE. That's 206-202-5666. Everybody, hit us up. It is us, and we are here. We just got off of bar night. Bar night number three in Midtown Manhattan at the Ginger Man Pub. Everybody, it was a great time. And we're all still hungover. It is, how many days afterwards? 2 days. I'm still in
a fog.
We're
still catching up.
Still in a fog, drinking Gatorade like it's going out of style, people. Welcome to the program. Pretty much tonight, all you're going to get out of us is a lot of talk about the bar night. So if you weren't there and you're not interested, turn your sets off here. And we'll catch you next week.
We could do fast forward for a while.
Fast forward. I'm sure we'll be talking about something later, like jacking or whatever.
Masturbation.
Who knows?
It's the same thing.
Yeah, it's just Rocket and I tonight. No guest host. We're just chilling out. A lot of antics went on this weekend. A lot of crazy stuff.
A lot of wackiness. Tomfoolery?
Well, tomfoolery. How you doing this week, Rock?
Good. I'm feeling good. It was a very good bar night. I'm still a little tired, like you were just saying. Like, still recouping a little bit. But it's good. Feeling good. Feeling strong. Feeling fresh. Feeling ready for sex.
I tell you what, as a radio DJ on the program here, it is always good to get out and get completely trashed with the people that listen to your program. Oh, boy. We got smashed. I was drunk before I got to the bar.
Yeah, right.
I was drunk and, drunk. Yeah, that's what I was.
That was like the first time I ever did a pre-gaming for just going to a bar.
Yeah.
Like, usually, like, you know, you pre-game, like, you know, like a parking lot of a sporting event or whatnot.
To be honest, there was no need for the bar.
Yeah.
You know, as far as Rock and I were concerned, sure. And some other people there, there was no need for the bar. We could have just skipped that whole part.
Yeah, we said it several times. You know, we're like, you know, we could just pregame.
Absolutely.
Spend the whole night pregaming.
But I'm going to miss this. This is the one thing I'll miss so much from doing the bar night number three.
Saturday.
I'm going to miss this.
Lunatic Radio.
We can still play it.
We can.
Saturday, March 24th.
In case someone listens down the road, they get really confused.
That's right.
Somebody will be listening to this and going, wait, they're promoting a bar night a year from now?
For that big or that pathetic?
Radio bar night at the Ginger Man Pub in New York City.
Oh, good times.
Yeah, the bar night was a freaking blast. And that's pretty much all we're going to talk about tonight.
I know. Yeah.
Jenny Blowjob's going to join us on the program and talk about some stuff. She was on the phone today with Dennis Huff, the owner of the Moonlight Bunny Ranch, talking to Dennis about some stuff. Apparently, one of the chicks that I dig at the Bunny Ranch and has been on the Cat House program on HBO is pregnant and retired.
Once you're prego, you're retired.
Oh, no more. That stinks. I guess if you're a porn star and you're a girl that bangs for a living, it's eventually going to happen. You are going to get one right in the old gullet there. You are going to get a baby.
It's like a sucker punch. Yeah. Oops, look what we did.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no. Sperm tact.
Someone planted a seed.
Oh, no. Went, went, went.
Rest in peace, Isabella Soprano.
No.
She's gone.
No, rest in peace. She'll be back.
Well, for a porn star, she's done.
Yeah.
No more.
But really? Never? Like, I mean, is that like... Could she pull like a Roger Clemens and like come back?
It's ruined.
Undo retirement?
She can't get surgery on the vagina.
Uh-huh. Belladonna managed.
Belladonna really have a vagina?
No.
Or is that just the tunnel people play tolls and they go through, come out the other side?
It's a Long Island Expressway.
Belladonna's vagina has two. It has an entrance and exit. You can actually walk.
It has a service road.
Yeah, you can. It has a fucking service ramp on that thing. Traffic light before it. You can fucking make directions.
It's a crossing guard. Yeah. And a vagina.
Turn right, make a left, stop. Whatever you want to do. Yeah, so Jenny Blodgett will be joining us. Race car Johnny from the Speed Road Tour Challenge.
Yes!
He'll be on the program. Finally, the guy. I've been watching the Speed Road Tour Challenge on the Speed Channel Thursday nights at 8:30. Race car Johnny on the reality show there. He's actually starting to win and get himself back up into the mix of things on the reality show.
About fucking time a guy whose life is all about race cars and driving and all that is finally winning an event with a bunch of other people who got in, who did handstands and sang a song about Dixie and whatnot.
And, you know, the reality show takes place real time.
Sure.
So they're filming, like, as we speak. This week's episode is filming now. So it's not like something that's on, like, a massive, like, monthly tape delay deal. It's not that. So it's cool to watch Johnny on the program, then speak to him on the phone and stuff.
Yeah, it makes us feel important.
He's also he also started posting on the lunaticradio.com message board. So there you go. We got our own reality star on the message board posting away.
He's a true car techie, because first of all he called me because he's like, I forgot my password, so I had to give him a new password. And then when he finally gets on the board, he goes to try to post pictures, and of course he doesn't. You know?
No.
No clue.
Why can't people figure that out? Posting a picture is like I'm a dope.
He is.
And I know how to do that.
Kieran's like, where's the off switch? Oh, delete button? Okay, yeah. That works.
I replace my computer every day because how I turn it off is just smashing it on the ground.
They gotta start putting off switches on these things.
I spend a fortune on computers. Just smashing them. I don't know how to turn it off, but I can post a picture. I can do that.
So that'll be cool. Yeah, a little race car. Find out more about restrictor plates.
Yeah.
So get our Southern contingent of friends.
He'll be calling in on the program. I want to thank everybody who came out to the lunaticradio.com
bar night
3.
Thank you so much.
Big thanks to Connecticut Jay and Tony, two of our listeners who actually booked a hotel room in Midtown Manhattan. Nice little suite. Beautiful hotel room. We went there for a little pregame.
Mm-hmm.
Rock and I, Simon, who's been on the show. I believe Pam went up there as well. And we all had a nice little dinner.
It was dinner. We had dinner.
Oh, it was beautiful.
Fantastic.
I tell you what, Tony, what's his name? For Thee I Suffer.
Yeah.
On the message board and in the chat room there. That guy can cook his fucking balls off. I don't know what that means.
He made a balsamic reduction sauce. Who does that?
I don't know. I didn't have that. Did you have that?
No, actually, the steak was so good and I was so hungry. I didn't eat it. I just downed the steak.
Dude, that guy can fucking cook.
He makes fantastic mashed potatoes.
We rolled up into the joint in like the second word that was said to us. Okay, who's eating what?
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
We were like, huh? What? Food?
Yeah.
All right.
It's like we're just meeting these people for the first time. It's so funny that like dynamic. Like these people know us so well because we're always, but we really have no idea about them other than a little webcam picture occasionally.
Yeah.
You know, or like message board postings. So to them, it's like, oh, hey, it's the guys. And they're like, hey, we're meeting you for the first time, you know? It's just totally different dynamics.
Yeah, no, it was cool. It really did turn out to be great people. A lot of fun.
Very cool.
And Tony cooked steaks for everybody. Rocket had the, what, you like it bloody? Bloody as hell?
Yes. Like,
you fucking vulture.
No, no. I like a medium. He made it medium. Very good.
I went with the
little
well
pink.
Done.
So I like it. Like vagina.
I had a little niblet. I pretty much ate beef jerky. I wanted my shit fucking burnt.
But he did it. He did it well.
And it was great.
Well done, too.
Awesome stuff, dude. And I just want to thank everybody coming out. Patrick from Cringe Humor, Chaos Chris, Heidi from the Chaos Radio Show, Pam B. All of our crew was there, pretty much. Pam B, Mark, Anthony Ramirez, Patrick from CringeHumor.net. Simon was there.
Yep.
Rocket bought a bunch of friends. Cousin Rob was there. Cousin Rob's brother.
Yeah. Comedian we're going to have on in a couple weeks. Anthony came down. We met him Wednesday night at the Cringe Humor Show, and he showed up with his girlfriend. It was great. Introduced himself. So he's actually going to be on in a few weeks. His last name skips my mind right now, but he's partially deaf. So there's the one.
Oh, it'd be great for radio. You won't hear me fucking mush mouth and everything. I'll be speaking. My diction will be great to him. So it was a blast. It was an absolute blast. And I did make some notes about the night. I guess throughout the show we'll just be talking about it, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We got tons of stuff. We got audio. We have just like tons of stuff to look back on the night that was Bar Night. It's going to be a good time. There's plenty of pictures right up on right now at the Lunatic Radio message board of the fantastic Bar Night and me and Kieran canoodling, snuggling.
Yes.
What we do best.
There is the gayest picture on the Lunatic Radio. Well, it's not. It's the public MySpace page that we set up a couple weeks ago.
Oh, yeah. They made it as the wallpaper, you douches.
Somebody put up the picture, the gayest picture of me and Rocket. I'm like nestled in Rocket's lap. Like, he's Santa Claus. And you're making, like, I want to fuck you face.
I just, it's all warm and cozy next to you.
You are making the I want to fuck you face, well, it's very creepy.
How would you know? You never would see that face. You have no idea what that face looks like.
I saw it twice. I got another one on my phone. I mean, on my camera. That's worse. And I'm not letting the public see that one. Because you're, like, puckering your lips. I'm like shaking. I'm making like an evil face, like I'm gonna anally rape Rocket. It's fucking weird. What are you doing?
You have that gay face with a close up, where you're like, thing with your lip.
I got my little pinky in my mouth, saying,
ridiculous. Tasty.
Man ass.
So if you want to see us look like complete idiots, go to the Lunatic Radio message board.
There are two of the gayest photos. I have one in my possession that no one will ever see, but there is one on a public MySpace page. If you want to log on to the public MySpace page, the email address is bernardscock@yahoo.com, and the password is sspiss1.
Right. So you go in and hang out and do shit to it, but be nice. Don't screw it up.
It's your page along with everybody else's page.
Yeah.
It's, you know, everybody has the access to it. So log on there, have some fun. You'll never see those gay pictures.
Damn.
At least the one I have.
I think Tony actually texted me this fucking picture. So he's throwing, I think he put it on his goddamn desktop. So he's going to look at that every day.
Did you wake up the next morning? I know I spent the night in my car at your house.
Yeah. That alone is hilarious.
I'll get to that later.
Yeah, we got plenty of stuff, folks.
But Rocket actually came outside to wake me up, knocked on my window. Hey, dude, you're in your car. I'm like, yeah, I know. I planned this. You believe that?
Mission accomplished.
But I rolled into Rocket's place and just chilled out on his couch. And I remember just waking up, looking at you, and you were looking at me, and we were just going, what happened? Just nothing. Everybody was just zoned out.
Yeah.
No one could tell. I had nothing to say to anybody yesterday.
It's a long night.
So out of it. So out of it. Oh, my God. But Tony's dinner, for the I Suffer, made us dinner, and it was fucking fantastic, and I gotta thank him. He went well out of his way.
Definitely. The whole nine yards.
For us.
Unbelievable.
It was awesome. He had mashed potatoes, he had some pasta thing going on. I believe maybe a little bit of salad with some salad there.
It was green bean salad.
Collard greens?
Yeah. Mom's cooking chicken and collard greens.
There was some green stuff
there.
Yeah,
it was green stuff. I can't recall.
I'm an Irishman. Steak and potatoes. Went with steak and potatoes.
Never go wrong with that.
I want to thank Connecticut Jay for representing Coors Light. Man was drinking Coors Light 40s.
Yeah, Coors Light. I had plenty of rum and Coke, a little Captain and Coke, as I like it.
Can I say fuck you to the delicatessen that charged me $22 for 2 6-packs?
Stop it!
Can you suck my dick a little bit more?
Wow!
Holy shit, I went to buy some beer. When we got up to the hotel room, there was no beer there, so I'm a beer guy. Had to go down and buy some beer.
Sure.
You know, I needed some Heineken Lights because that's my favorite beer. So I went down there. I was like, you know what? I'll get 2 6-packs. It won't be that much. We'll get hammered before we go to the bar. So we don't have to spend that much money when we're at the bar. Because if you go to a Manhattan bar, you're spending like $9 a beer and it's fucking ridiculous. Yeah. So I went down to the deli and I got up to the counter, 2 6-packs. I'm thinking, what, $14? Right. $15?
That's fair.
$22.
You got the tourist pricing.
And a little Chinese lady behind the counter, and I was just thinking, I'm going to kill you. It's not your fault, but I kind of want to kill you right now. $22 for 2 6-packs. Are you kidding me?
Mr. Black's saying, you might as well just mix some rubbing alcohol. I would have saved some money just on rubbing alcohol.
You know what I should have done? Got up to the hotel room, brought myself a brick and some duct tape, and just slammed myself in the face before I went to the bar. Would have been a lot better off. Would have been a lot better off.
That should have been an indication of what kind of night you were in for.
Oh, boy. So many laughs.
Ooh, boy.
Ran the gamut.
Yes.
We ran the gamut of all emotions that night. Can we put it this way? Yes.
Yeah, we did.
Happy. Ridiculous.
Sure.
Not making any sense.
Completely obnoxious.
Completely obnoxious. Rude.
Sure. Angry.
Completely angry.
Sad.
Sad. Depressed. I can go on forever, people. Yeah.
The gamut of emotions was ran.
Just a quick... There was a song ringing in my head. And I'm not a psycho, people. But for some reason, I feel the need to have like a song running in my head through all sorts of times in my life or times in my day.
Sure.
When I was walking home in the rain at 4:30 in the morning, this song was playing. There I am, pouring rain.
Cut the head, pull trigger.
In my nice big pea coat that makes me look like I'm 4'3". Trying to find my way to Penn Station. David Gray's playing in my head.
This is love, it'll last. Heaven knows it.
David, you're a little gay, but I like you. So where are we at? Depressed?
Yeah.
Overreacting?
Yeah.
Because I had a complete overreaction to one thing Rocket said. And I wrote this in my notes. Kieran's asshole moments of the night.
Oh, yes!
One involves Rocket. I wanted to beat up Rocket.
Yeah. Hold on. How do you want to do this? Do you want to? You just want to go randomly, or do you want to go in chronological order? Because we were just talking about the pregame.
Right.
I don't know how. I always think we should do this in chronological order so it doesn't get confusing.
All right, we'll do it in chronological order. So what do we go through? Where do we go?
So we were at the pregame.
Right.
The asshole moment.
I just want to get to my asshole moment.
I know, but there's so much that went on.
I had people in fucking, I don't know, Aberdeen, New Jersey calling me going, shut the fuck up already. I can hear you from here. Will you just stop it? I'm so loud.
Yeah, right.
All right, go. So let's see.
All right, so we did the pregame. I guess that was basically it. We had dinner, and then we're like, oh, let's get moving. Yeah. We were actually contemplating just sitting there all night, which was awesome. But so we showed up at the place.
The bar night.
At bar night at the old Ginger Man pub.
Now, for the first 45 minutes to hour and a half to 2 hours.
All right, 2 hours pushing it.
All right,
it
wasn't 2 hours.
No.
For a long while there, it was Rocket and I. And we're going, wow, are we this bad at radio? Like, do we not connect with anybody?
Well, it wasn't just us two. It was like two other people, like, you know.
Friends.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like, not listeners.
People we know off the show.
Because at that point, Tony was with us. So Tony was with us, but Jay was still at the hotel. So, yeah, it was like four of us, basically. And we're like, wow,
yes.
No one's showing up.
No one's showing up.
This sucks. But then a stranger shows up. Literally a complete stranger by the name of Tom.
Tom.
That's when we first meet Tom.
Right. This guy with glasses, looks like he's some sort of writer type, right?
Sure, yeah, yeah.
He's got that...
studious look about him.
Yeah, he's got that Manhattan look to him, yeah. You know? He looks like he's always thinking or something.
Yeah, right, right, right.
And
reading the New Yorker.
I believe he rolled over to Rockin' and goes, are you guys with the Lunatic Radio Show?
Right.
And what did you say? Because I was hammered.
And I was like... No, that's not how he worded it. He said, is this the Lunatic Radio thing? You know, Lunatic Radio Bar Night. And you know, I said, yeah, yeah, we're all here. He's like, then he asked, are Kieran and Rocket here? And that's when I, you know, stretch my fingers, do right. A little, like, stretch the back of you, like, this is going to be a fun night.
The bit alarm went off in your head?
Oh, yeah. And he asked that. So I'm like, no, they're not here yet. Mm-hmm. So then I introduce myself. Hey, I'm Adam. And we're going around, and we get to Kieran. I said, if I said Kieran, it would have destroyed itself. I said, on this Bobby. And I go, Bobby, but you, my friend, you turned around and you went with it. Because I was worried he ain't going to go with it. He's going to be like, who's Bobby? But you went with it. Yeah. You were probably just more confused than just...
I didn't. It was so loud in the bar, and I was really tipsy at the... And you, I knew you said something,
right.
And it wasn't my name, but I was just like, he probably just fucked it up.
Right.
So I shook
your name.
So I shook the kid's hand. I said, nah, how you doing? Yeah. You know? Well, whatever.
So at that point, he knows us as Bobby and Adam, right? So... we were talking with him, and throughout the entire night, we're like, they're never showing up, are they? I mean, and he was going.
So the whole night you were playing to this kid that we were never showing up. Rocket and Kieran from the LunaticRadio.com show, never going to show up.
3 hours went by.
Just prima donna assholes set up something for everybody to come enjoy, right. And they don't even show up.
Absolutely.
They're too good for it.
I was even knocking us. I was like, those fucking dicks, man. They're not showing up.
That fucking Kieran, what a scumbag he is.
And as people were rolling into the party, like, I would fill them in so they would go along with it because I would see how long it could go. And that new, that comedian guy, Anthony, I told him, he's like, wow, you guys are fucking pricks.
He said that
to the show.
Yeah. So how long did it go on for?
About 3 hours.
Because I kept on trying to stay away. I was just like, I don't want to talk to the guy because, you know, I'm bad at lying anyway.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't be able to pull it off. I'd blow it.
Yeah. So 3 hours.
3 hours you went.
3 hours. Maybe even more. But anyway, it's really funny about him because he's not on the board. He's just a random listener that started picking up our show, I don't know, a few weeks, a month or 2 months ago. And he found us on iTunes. And he figured, what the hell? It's like a couple blocks away from me.
Yeah.
He lives in Manhattan. He's like, what the fuck? I'll go down. I got nothing else going on.
You know what? We were hoping for that at the beginning of the night, going in on the train. We were thinking, you know, I hope just somebody random shows up. Just one.
Right.
That would make me happy.
But unfortunately, the one person, no fucking clue. Like, not even, like hearing your voice. I mean, your voice is so, like, you could pick it out. It's like, yeah, that's Kieran McCann.
Right, yeah.
You know, you hear him every fucking week for 3 hours.
And he couldn't
even
hear
it. And me, I'm being
out.
Loud and obnoxious, you know, and yeah, it's nothing. Just not registering whatsoever.
Do you have any audio of this kid?
Yeah, actually, yeah. Let me pull it up real quick. Let's see. Well, I got the, let's see. We got the Tom, the listener. Yeah, here we go.
You do have audio.
This is him when we,
All right, what's up, everyone? This is Ryan from Lunatic Radio. I am here with Tom, a listener of Lunatic Radio. He has gone approximately 3 hours not knowing that Rocket and Kieran were here the entire time. We had him goofed. 3 hours. 3 hours, son. Just admit it. 3 hours. All right, though. Because you know what? It's all good. Because that's what LunaticRadio.com is all about. Right? Come on. You know, are you having a good time?
Oh, fuck yeah.
Hell yeah, man. Fuck yes! Lunatic Radio rules!
All right.
There he goes.
I love that guy.
Where are you from, Tom?
Like crazy, like Lunatic Radio screaming and yelling, and Kieran, I gotta bring it down. So where you from, guy?
Yeah, I want to get personal with you. Hey, let's shoot the shit.
And then when he said, you're like, well, where is that? You're looking for like fucking MapQuest.
Long Beach, New York.
Yeah.
What the fuck is that? You know where Long Beach is?
Yeah.
Yeah, like right next to that.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Down from Long Island.
You're the ultimate bit killer. You're
I like just fucking kill
kids
everything.
Going nuts, getting all into it. So, where are you from? Tell me a little about tell me about your past.
I gotta fucking kill the kid on the town he lives in. Yeah, from Atlantic, Long Island. Where did he say he was from?
Atlantic Beach.
Atlantic Beach.
Yeah.
That ain't a town.
Yeah, you suck.
Liar.
Just say Ottawa.
Get out. You're from Ottawa. Stop lying.
He lives on Long Island.
You just say that, Tommy. I'm from Long Island. I'm bored as fuck out of most of anybody from Long Island.
So just to recap, Tom went the entire, well, not the entire bar night, but 3 hours of the bar night, not realizing that both me and Kieran have been here. Matter of fact, we had, because Kieran would have gave it away, we had to refer to him as Bobby. So, Tom, a listener from, a random listener, God bless him for coming down. Thank you for coming down, buddy.
Yeah, no problem.
We had a little fun with him. But yeah, you've been having a good time, and that's what matters most.
Yeah.
That's all about.
Some great comedians.
That's right.
Like Mark Anthony came down.
Or as I call them, superstars in my book.
Superstars. He still was a bit skeptical about us being the guys after 3 hours. He didn't realize it was really me. He's like, "So, do you have Kay Frost's phone number, really?" So I showed him.
You broke it out.
I had to. Nice. He wanted to see, and then he like, that's it. It's really him.
Mm-hmm.
It's a Kay Frost's phone number.
So he didn't believe. Did he believe? Did you actually explain? Yeah, you were talking to Kieran.
Yeah. Yeah. I still think later in the night, he still didn't completely believe that you were Kieran McCann.
Yeah. Somebody wrote on the message board or in the chat room here before the show today, they thought I was some sort of fat guy. Like they're waiting to see Kieran the fat guy.
That's so weird.
Thank you, Kanega J, by the way, before in the pregame, he goes, "Hey, Kier, you're really tiny." Yeah, thanks.
And I think Tony said it. It's like, wow, Rock, you're like the same way on air and off air, but Kieran, he needs a microphone to talk.
Yeah, didn't you tell me that Pam told Connecticut Jay that I'm really shy in person?
I think so, yeah. It's like everyone knows.
It's true, though.
You are.
I am a little shy.
You need a microphone. You should just carry around a microphone.
I should.
It'd be so wild and obnoxious.
That's how I'm going to handle my phone calls from now on. Hey, it's Kieran McCann from the LunaticRadio.com show. Back for break. Joining me on the line is Rocket. Rocket, what's going on today? What do you got?
You actually did that. Someone called.
I did that to Tisha, one of our listeners from Texas. A lot of communication between the listeners.
Yeah, that's how we roll.
I guess that's the good thing about, doing an internet radio show. Everybody's very connected. We're beginning to realize all the listeners and stuff. So it's really cool, man. It's like a little family thing.
Aww.
All right, so we need to do a break. We're going to do a lot of bar night stuff. We haven't even, like, scratched the surface yet. Jenny Blowjob's going to talk to us about Dennis Hoff and stuff like that. So we'll do a break. We'll come back. We'll do some more LunaticRadio.com. Hi, Jinx, everybody. Right after this.
Hey, this is C from CO, and I just wanted to say, when you're not masturbating to 90s R&B, you should be listening to the LunaticRadio.com show. I'm drunk.
Once I was doing this chick in the ass. Soon turned out she had to pass some gas. Hey, seemed like a good thing up until then. Had to get a scotch and then call a couple friends. Heart of glass, heart of glass.
Lunatic Radio.
I'm calling to let you know that I will never do the show again.
Yes!
All right.
Yes!
Alienating people since 1979.
You know the drill. Just a pill to get through the flight. Or maybe a glass of wine. Maybe an antidepressant to help control your anxiety and depression. Maybe a nerve pill here and there just to help you cope. Maybe a drink at night just to take the edge off. And that second drink, well, who's counting? But nobody knows how much you worry, how stressed out you are, how inadequate you feel. Nobody understands the fear you have, the lack of satisfaction in your life, the loneliness. Well, I understand. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center. I suffered for over 20 years with anxiety, depression, panic, and stress. Maybe you don't have to depend on medication and alcohol. There's a better, long-lasting, healthy way to help yourself. please call right now and let me send you a powerful free tape that could change your life.
Call now and we'll send you this wonderful free tape. Call 800-449-5766. 1-800-449-5766. 1-800-449-5766.
The sun used to make our outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable, we couldn't use it. But then we discovered the Sunsetter retractable awning.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
Our Sunsetter retractable awning is built to last. It opens and closes in just 60 seconds and keeps our deck about 20 degrees cooler.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
It provides instant shade and protection from the sun.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
And our Sunsetter costs less than $600.
Harry!
All right. But now you can call and get a special $200 discount certificate so your Sunsetter can cost as little as $398.
Good, Harry.
Call now and Sunsetter will rush you this $200 discount certificate along with a free DVD that tells you the whole Sunsetter story. Enjoy your deck or patio more this summer and save with a Sunsetter retractable awning.
Call 1-800-322-1405 for your free Sunsetter DVD and $200 discount certificate. Call 1-800-322-1405. 1-800-322-1405.
Have you ever had a diet fail because you were hungry all the time?
If you have, don't worry. It's not your fault. It's almost impossible to lose weight if you're always hungry. Hi, I'm Scott Johnson.
And I'm Steve Bostick. We're the creators of Right Size Smoothies. The secret is a cutting-edge appetite manager called Appamine.
It's in the smoothie. You drink the smoothie, it knocks out your appetite, it helps you burn more calories than you take in safely and without being hungry.
And that's what leads to weight loss. I just talked to someone who ordered Right Size. Her name is Ann, and she's already lost 17 pounds.
Because it's such a great product, we're going to do something crazy here. We're going to let you try Right Size Smoothies free for 2 full weeks.
Just call within the next 15 minutes, and our operators are going to tell you how you can try our smoothies free. See how it works for you, and either you lose the weight, or you'll never pay for them.
Call within the next 15 minutes for your free trial of Right Size Smoothies. 1-800-644-1371. That's 1-800-644-1371. 1-800-644-1371.
LunaticRadio.com goes live. Go to the website or message board to find out how you can join in, interact with the show live. That's right, live. Monday night, 9 p.m. Eastern. Be there, bitches.
This is Pam B, and now back to the LunaticRadio.com show.
What up? Corn, everybody. Trash. What up? LunaticRadio.com show back on the air. The show after LunaticRadio.com's Bar Night number 3 at the Ginger Man Pub in Manhattan, everybody. Just recapping the night that was.
The Hangover Show.
Hangover Show. Fucking A, was I hungover. Yeah, I'm like a little health nut lately, and I had to buy a like 3-gallon jug of Gatorade, and I've been drinking it for 2 days.
Nothing's better though for like fucking after like long night to party, man. Gatorade is the best.
It is. It's like crack. You need it. It replenishes everything,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah.
You need that sugar back in you. You need that. You just so dehydrated.
Like if I can, if I'm able to, after a night out, I'll drink. If I have Gatorade, I'll have it before I go to sleep.
Right.
That helps too.
Unbelievable. The night was crazy. Email us at the show, lunaticradio.com. Drunk call hotline, 206-202-LOON. That's 206-202-5666. I just want to point out.
Yeah.
I got my credentials for the NAB in Las Vegas.
What?
You believe that? I'm not even going.
Wow.
And I got sent this by, I guess the...
You're famous, though.
I guess the people sent me credentials to the NAB. It's the biggest convention that exists, I believe. It's in Las Vegas. It's the National Association of Broadcasters, where people like Tom Brokaw and you know, all the bigwigs from like news and everything you want to know about media, radio, TV, everything,
right,
goes to this convention, and it's like $125 to get in. And I was asked to go. I was invited to go, but I couldn't go because, you know, I'm moving at the end of the month and I just wanted to save some cash. But it doesn't matter. I was sent credentials. I was sent my ticket, my entrance card.
So you could have gone and not have to pay to get in?
Right. I don't have to pay. This is it.
That's incredible.
So if anybody wants to go as me, feel free. It's just a general entry thing, but, you know, it's a good time.
Wow.
I don't think they have a bar anywhere there. I don't remember.
That's incredible.
I was actually looking for one the last time I was there. It's a good time, man.
Hey, you know, we're waiting for Jenny to call, and I'll take this time. If you're a listener and you're on iTunes, or not even if you're not on if you don't get it via iTunes, hop on over there and leave some reviews. Reviews help the show, and, you know, we always post it in, like, our newsletters and whatnot, but not everyone gets that. So if you can, you know, leave a little something. Leave a little holla on there. Find us on iTunes. And actually, you know, Kieran, it's kind of a little side note. I went into the iTunes store search engine and I typed in Comedy Talk and we're like the top one.
Really?
Yeah.
What show are they in? They must be a fucking
I'm telling you,
typo.
There is a guy in like the tech department there at fucking Apple
that loves us.
That digs us and he's just keeping us afloat.
Good. Does he know any chicks?
He's working for Apple, probably not.
I want to mention this. Two of our buddies there, Rory Karf and Josh Gogan, will be playing Matthews Comedy Zone in Matthews, North Carolina this Thursday, everybody, March 29th at 8 p.m. Tickets are only $10, so you'll get to go see Rory and Josh at Matthews Comedy Zone in Matthews, North Carolina. If you know anybody's listening to the program down there, go down there and check them out. You can log on to www.matthewscomedyzone.com or myspace.com/Charlotte Comedy. That is Rory Karf and Josh Gogan. I believe one night only?
I think so.
One night only on stage together at Matthews Comedy Zone in Matthews, North Carolina, March 29th at 8 p.m. Tickets are only $10. So go check them out, man. Those are our buds right there.
Definitely.
Those are our buds.
Can you and Jenny, like, get work on communication skills?
Yes.
I just saw her post in the thing. I'm calling in 52 minutes. I said, no, you're calling now.
Jenny, learn how to... I told her 9:30 my time. 9:30 East Coast, Jenny.
No, she's... You guys!
What? What is 9:30? How do you fuck that up? 9:30 East Coast time. How do you fuck that up, Jenny? Come on.
Well, I think she's calling. I told her to call.
All right, call in now, because I want to talk. She's got some stuff from the people. She's talked to Dennis Huff today, the owner of the Moonlight Bunny Ranch.
Oh, excited. This is our big time.
She's got news. She's got things going on. She's got people booked for the show she wants to tell everybody about, and we want to talk to her to see how she is.
Yeah, we haven't talked to her in a while.
She hasn't been feeling well lately, and we want to talk to her. Jenny Blowjob. Jenny wants us to go to the pod. Ooh, almost said it.
Wow.
I almost said
you
it.
Almost.
There's one word you cannot use on this show, and I almost said it. It rhymes with fodcasting.
Yeah.
Or something.
Oh, here she comes. Here.
Here's Jenny Blowjob, everybody.
No, it just hung up. What is she doing?
She wants us to go to that convention again this year.
I know. She's already starting. I'm like, we didn't, like, figure that out until, like, a couple months prior to it. She's like, but I want to get out of the Doubletree, this, that, and the other thing.
She wants to book a room at the Doubletree. Jenny Blowjob.
Doubletree!
Jenny Blowjob, a world famous booking girl for the LunaticRadio.com show. How are you, young lady?
I'm fine. How are you, Pepper?
How is the vagina? Let me know.
My vagina is looking wonderful.
Nice.
Wonderful, I hope.
And shaved.
That's nice, Jenny.
Like your balls, Karen.
For all the new listeners, this is our booking girl, and we always check up on her vagina. Forget the guest. How's the vagina?
Welcome to my house of box.
So, Jenny, how you doing? Because you had a little...
Did I have what?
I'm asking you how you're doing. We haven't talked to you in a while. You had a little thing going on. You know, you had to go see the doctor, and we want to know how you're doing. The people want to know.
Well, hold on.
Okay. Are you taking a bong hit?
Of course.
Oh, God.
All right.
I told you I wanted to smoke a joint before I called, but then you guys are like, motherfucker, Jenny, you guys must not have nothing tonight.
Of course not. Hello?
Are you kidding me? You're on the program.
Oh, my God.
Of course we have.
The only time I get to call in is when you guys got nothing and Pam's not there.
Because you saved the show. You saved the show.
If the face was there, I wouldn't need to call.
Oh, stop it.
If the face was there?
I call her the face now because she's so freaking hot.
This is a new thing, Jenny. Jenny uses attempts to use radio terms.
Isn't the face the guy from the A-Team?
Yeah.
You know, the good-looking
guy?
You
know?
Yes! Hannibal.
So that's Pam's
is
name?
Hannibal Lecter? Or what is it? Hannibal something?
Hannibal.
I don't know.
Mr. T?
Hello, Pam. I have to say hi to Pammy.
She's
no,
chilly.
She's the face because someone was saying how, I can't remember exactly, but it was on the board, and I said, well, that's because Pam's so beautiful. Oh, it's Hannibal Smith. Somebody corrected me on the board. Thanks, M5. Fuck you.
All right. Jenny doing commentary on the chat room as she's on the phone.
I'm getting angry.
Jenny, focus. Focus. You're on the radio.
I'm smoking a bong, and I just took a perky and a Vicky.
Before we get into this, Mark Anthony Ramirez, world-famous comedian, says he loves you, Jenny.
Jenny. I know. I love him. If he didn't have a girlfriend, I'd suck him down like a champ.
All right.
Jenny Blowjob.
God, would I.
Jenny Blowjob just did a bong hit.
I would slap his belly.
Okay. It's our booking agent.
A Vicodin, a Percocet, and a bong hit. Pretty much you just had lunch.
Oh, and some wine.
Oh, okay.
Of course.
Of course.
I'm Karen from Will and Grace.
So, Jenny Blowjob, you talked to Dennis Huff today, right?
I talked to Dennis Huff today because I was trying to get everybody Isabella Soprano.
Right.
So I called his guy, Sam, because I didn't just want to go, hey, Dennis, Jenny Blowjob, lunaticradio.com, you know? So I called his guy first, and he's like, call him, Jenny. He loves you. I'm like, right on. So I call, and he told me that Isabella Soprano has retired.
What the fuck, dude?
To tend to her garden.
Wow.
To tend to her garden?
That sounds gay.
To her garden. She's growing vegetables now, apparently. And she's, I don't know if I can say this on the air, but fuck it. We've got no qualms. She's apparently knocked up.
Well, that's a good way to put that she's pregnant. Maybe she's in love with somebody.
Yeah.
Got a bun in the oven. He didn't pull out. I don't know. Put it any way you want.
I've seen plenty of her films. No, she does not pull out.
She does not pull out.
Or the person doesn't pull out of her. I don't know.
She doesn't pull out, Karen.
By the way, tugjobs.com. Go check out Isabella.
Tug jobs. What the fuck is the tug job?
I tell you what, dude. There was a time, Rocket, you know this, that I watched every single porno in existence.
What? I mean, at least like
the tug sites. Jobs? Are you fucking kidding me?
I swear to God, tugjobs.com.
This website is, what the hell is
it? It's just girls giving handies.
Oh, is that what? Whoa!
Karen has his own website. It's called KarenLovesGG.com.
Oh, don't start the website thing again.
These chicks are hot looking.
So you talked to Dennis today.
I talked to Dennis.
Isabella Soprano, who was featured on The Cat House on HBO, the series they have about the Bunny Ranch.
She's in the new season. Hold on, I need a bong hit.
All right, Jenny doing a bong hit as she's doing an interview. Isabella Soprano is retired, knocked up, or pregnant. Maybe she's in love. We don't know.
We don't know.
She's a fine-looking girl, and I'm sad to see her go. But you talked to Dennis about something else, right?
Yes, I talked to Dennis because I was asking him, well, since we can't have Isabella, who can we have? And I didn't know this because everyone kind of knows. You guys know I had a little bit of a surgery. I'm not going to go into details.
Right.
If anybody asked.
You saw the doctor.
On Monday, or last Monday, and I was home all week, but I guess I just don't pay attention. And I guess the late, great Mustang Ranch burned down.
Right.
This week. And so they were talking to Air Force Amy, who's also featured on Cat House. And me and Dennis were talking, and he asked if suggested that Amy and Brooke Taylor come on the show.
Okay.
And Brooke Taylor, I know, is a porn star.
Is that the one he's banging right now at the moment?
No, that's, I can't remember that girl's name. That girl's young, no.
Dennis Huff goes through so many chicks.
He goes through a lot. He's a great guy, though. That's how I met him in the airport.
Yeah, you know, Jenny, they burned down the Mustang Ranch number 2 on purpose. You know that, right?
I know.
Okay.
It's just weird that it burned. I mean, I knew it was coming. I just didn't realize. I actually met Joe Conforti.
Yeah, they actually...
Believe it or not, we catered his going away to run away from the federal government party, and that's the absolute true story. we catered his party, though. So I met Joe Conforti. He's an odd little person.
I believe Air Force Amy said this about the Mustang Ranch number 2, which was torched by some firefighters in like an exercise. She said that that place represents white slavery. I don't know.
I know. Well, it used to be that,
why
like...
I don't know why she has to get racial with it. I'm sure there was some black hookers that worked there. What the fuck?
Black hoes.
You gotta love...
Black hoes.
You gotta love fucking strippers. White slave... What? First of all, slaves back in the day didn't get paid. You're getting paid.
It was different, though. Seriously. Back before it was actually on TV, ranches out here, it's cool that the girls are indoors. That's about it, though.
Mm-hmm.
They used to have them, like, turn out of, like, trailers out in the yard. And I'm not even making that shit up.
Oh, yeah.
You would go pick out a girl, and she would walk you outside to a trailer. Dude, it's snowing in Reno.
She loves talking about snow in Reno.
Are you kidding me?
It's snowing in Reno right now.
Jeez. I'm looking out my window going, is that snow? Because it was raining.
All right.
That's fucking crazy.
Which thing is taking over the brain now? Is it the Percocet, Vicodin, or the bomb? What is controlling your brain right now?
Hey, I haven't been on the show in a while. I had to, you know, get all ready.
All right.
The weather report.
So what else is going
with
on?
The weather report. Karen's deck says, now what else is going on?
Yes.
I don't know. What's going on in your life?
Nothing.
How's things going with you? How long has it been since you've been laid?
Shut up.
How long has it been since you, went to a podcast? Why are we allowed to say that anymore?
Because it's a dumb word, and it's a fad, and it's gone.
We're not a podcast. We're an internet radio show.
You're getting hit with the bat.
I know. You guys always
hold on.
Me.
Hold on. Rocket's getting hit with the bat.
Oh!
Hold on. Give me the bat. Give me the bat. Jenny, hold on. Jenny, fill with something.
What?
It sucks. It doesn't count.
What is Karen flipping out about?
It doesn't count. Jenny, you don't know the thing. Every time someone says that word...
You get hit with Wunderschmidt signed by the lovely Pam B.
You get hit with the bat.
Give me your hand.
Oh, my God. The hacking.
No, don't hack
my wrist.
Give me your fucking hand.
Give me on the ass. That, no, because you're going to break
then
my
Then come
wrist.
Over here. Hold this on. Is really gay. I don't want to hit you on the ass. We're two dudes in a room.
Dude, I need my
hit
hands.
Hit me in the ass,
you're
Karen.
Fucking my hands. I'm fucked.
I'm punch me on the top of my head.
All right, Rocket's got to get hit with Wunderschmidt because he said the wrong word.
Look how cutie Rocket is.
Oh, that hit. That one stuck, didn't it?
Podcast.
Yes, that's right. All right.
He said podcast. My podcast.
Let me put my bag on your forehead right now. All right.
That's hot.
So Jenny,
put your bag on your mic and then kiss it.
So we're having two chicks from the Bunny Ranch on next week?
Probably, yeah. He just wanted me to confirm it.
Okay.
And we're also having...
Why doesn't Dennis come on the radio program?
He will.
Ooh.
He loves me.
He was great last time.
I love him.
Jenny, does
I
he?
I love him. I would blow him.
Really?
I would blow Dennis Hoff.
That's great.
I have to put that out there.
It's great.
He's old enough to be my grandfather.
All right. Does Dennis actually remember who we are?
No.
Of course he does. No.
Of course.
He just said, hey, bitch, who the fuck are you? Are you a hoe for looking for a job?
Jenny.
Don't be calling me.
There's no way Dennis Hoff knows who we are.
No, not you guys. Me. Jenny, blowjob.
Of course.
You're kidding yourselves if he remembers you. No, just kidding.
No, he doesn't remember us.
No, there's no way.
Yes, he does.
No, he doesn't.
Oh, you guys are morons.
I don't really care if he does or if he doesn't. I was just
he remembers
to
Pam,
question.
Too. But when I said Karen and Rocket, he said, who the fuck is that?
He remembers Pam.
Yeah.
How is that possible? Did they ever meet?
It's Pam B at a Lunatic Radio. She's all over the net. Haven't you seen her site?
Uh-huh.
Her site?
www.pamb.
Stop.
/
Ew. .com.
She's all shh. You guys know it's true.
Oh, geez. Whatever.
Hey,
So uninterested.
It's
like,
right
that's
now.
Lame.
You guys are just no fun tonight.
No,
God,
we
so
are.
Happy. You're.
Hey, what did you tell about the comedian we're going to have on in a couple weeks?
Oh, my God. Anthony Crescenjo?
Yeah.
Croissant?
Crescenjo. Yeah. He said, pronounce it like crescendo, but add a G-O, and it's just too hard.
Crescenzo.
So that's
He's
a great
hot,
plug
though.
For that guy.
We had him, we met him, I said this before, we met him at the Cringe Humor Show.
I know, and
Wednesday.
Some one of our listeners, like, hung out with him all night, and it was bothering him.
Oh, that was probably Tom at the bar night?
Right.
Yeah, he was so mad.
Mm-hmm.
He said, your listeners are stalkers.
Oh,
no, he didn't say that. No. I did.
All right.
He's funny, though. He's a nice guy. He's really funny.
He's hilarious. That's why I wanted him on the show.
He said he'd come down and he would hang out a little.
All right, cool.
Maybe we can. Maybe.
But Karen's dog would hump his leg.
All right.
What is she doing?
Jenny Blowjob, are you with us?
Karen.
Are you with us?
Yeah, of course I'm with you.
Okay.
How was your week?
My week was very fun. Very ridiculous. And scary.
Oh, my God. Why, did a girl hit on you?
No. Actually, oh. Yes. There was one
and?
At the bar. No. What?
And?
And I said, no, thank you.
Yeah.
You always do.
You have two legs, two arms.
When you're drunk.
No, thanks.
No.
Wait, a vagina? Nah, I got to cut down on that.
Yeah. Got
I know, and he didn't even say that. All she had to do was say, hi, and he went, no, thanks.
I'll pass.
And he got this blank look on his face, and she was like, I was going to ask you to pass a napkin.
She said, hi, and I said, I know where you're going. No, thank you. You can't touch my vagina.
That shit is fucking funny. Although Karen's penis is detachable, in case anyone didn't know that, and it does escape at night.
Jenny, let the people know. Did you actually see my hammer that night? That
yes.
That scary night in
no,
a hotel.
No, I didn't see it. I got a full blow-by-blow description, though, of everything, Karen.
What did
nothing went untouched. Literally nothing.
Tell honestly, did she talk to you? That girl talk to you about my hammer?
Yes.
That's fucked. Why do girls do that?
Because we always talk about men's cock. That's why if it's really small and a girl ever waves to you with just her pinky, yeah, it's not just how she waves.
Did she have anything good to say? I hope.
She said, you had plenty to say. I heard you too, buddy.
I know. I talk a lot of shit. Go ahead.
Wait, just to fill people in. Wait.
I heard your dirty talk.
Just to fill people in, we're talking about the expo from last year when we were all at a hotel room. Jenny and I were sleeping in one bed. Kieran was in the other bed, frolicking away.
I was doing exercises.
And I had to wake Rocket up to listen.
Yeah, I was fine.
Because he was passed out and snoring.
I was not snoring.
Because that's how men are after. Shut they just up. Pass out.
Douche. I was not snoring.
So what did she say, Jenny? Anything complimentary?
She just said
or
just that Karen's a filthy, dirty talker, and he's really good in bed, and he's got a great cock, and I really don't want to talk about this. It's like talking about family. It's like saying my mom just sucked a dick.
Well, that's why I feel weird about it, how you know everything about my hammer.
So do I. Trust me.
That's what I was
and
just saying.
And Rocket, high-pitched voice. Rocket.
Rocket knows everything about my hammer. I show
know.
It to him on a weekly basis.
Yeah.
I know.
Matter of fact, it's just like so natural being around his penis. And when we were at the fucking pregame, I was in the bathroom, and he fucking he's like, I gotta go to the bathroom. Just fucking comes in, whips it out, takes a piss. I'm still in there.
Rocket's fixing his hair, and
that's
I got my
so
hammer
hot.
Just on the ball.
That's really not nice to Rocket though. He probably had to go home and take a shower and be like, unclean, unclean. Help.
All right, Jenny, we gotta take a break.
What do you gotta do, really?
Yeah.
Really?
I got Race Car Johnny calling in momentarily.
Wait, I saw his show. Has everybody been watching the Speed Channel out there?
I hope
and
so.
Seeing Race Car show, because I'll tell you right now, he's cutie and fucking ridiculous.
He's a cutie and he's ridiculous.
I just can't. Yeah, we'll talk later.
All right, so
I watched like a couple episodes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad that one bitch left, though. Shaniqua, whatever the fuck her name was. Fucking little crybaby.
Why you gotta call her Shaniqua?
Because she's black.
All right.
Isn't that like a black girl's name, Shaniqua?
Her name was like Betty.
Oh.
Or Beth. Or something like that.
Oh boy.
Jenny,
I have a bad racial profile.
I'm going to let you rate your appearance on the program tonight. On a scale of 1 to 10, how do you think you did?
It's fucking 75.
Right.
right, Kev says 75.
I love you, Jenny Blowjob.
I love you too, Karen McKizzle and Rocket Denizzle.
All right, we'll talk to you later, right?
Okay, bye.
You're unbelievable, Jenny.
Jenny Blowjob, the mastermind behind the bookings of this.
The reason we're here is because she's there taking her Prozacs and what have you.
God, she's in Reno. No, I'm kidding.
It's just far enough, you know?
Just far enough.
It's like, if it was any closer, it'd be problems, and if it was like a little bit further, it'd be too far away. So she's like right in that good spot. Three cars away across the country.
All right, we'll do a break. We'll come back. Race Car Johnny's going to talk to us. We still got a ton of stuff to talk about at the bar night.
Plenty.
Plenty of stuff. So
plenty.
Stick around, chill out, and we'll talk to you soon. Back right after this.
Move it up, sir. Whoa.
Hey, this is John from Orlando, the Beer Wizard, Alcohol Wizard.
To all the killers and the $100 billers.
And you're listening to LunaticRadio.com, and I'm going to go advertise for me a black tent, bitches.
Stuck off the realness. We be the infamous, you heard of us. Official Queensbridge murder.
Instead of standing, I choose to move, and I will say what I'm going to say. It's something in me, defined.
Involve the risk of loss.
You may not think of yourself as being affluent. You may not think of yourself as a high net worth investor, but it doesn't matter what kind of car you drive or the home you live in. If your investments are $500,000 or more, you're a high net worth investor. And one thing we know about you is that there are 8 common mistakes high net worth investors can make without even knowing it. We're Fisher Investments, and we've put together a special free report just for you. It's called the 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them. It's yours free just for calling 1-800-955-1173. Just avoiding any one of these mistakes could help you better reach your goals now and over time. As your portfolio grows and changes, strategies need to grow and change. That's why this is valuable information you must see. For your free copy of the 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them, pick up the phone now. Call 1-800-955-1173. That's 1-800-955-1173.
Do you know the difference between the millions of millionaires in this country and you? Simple. They decided they wanted to be millionaires, so they went out and did it. So, do you want to be a millionaire? If the answer is yes, then get ready to write down a number that could change your life forever. Because now you can get a free CD that shows you everything you need to start making the kind of money you deserve with an internet business that virtually runs itself. So you're making cash even while you're sleeping by selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. There are millions of millionaires out there. Don't you want to be one of them? Get the free CD from Internet Speedway and start making money with an internet business that virtually runs itself. For your free CD, call 1-800-322-1883. Deciding to be wealthy is the first step to becoming wealthy. Call now. 1-800-322-1883. The free CD is yours by calling 1-800-322-1883.
And now back to the LunaticRadio.com show. We suck.
What up? LunaticRadio.com show. Kieran Rockin' in studio. Emails at the show, LunaticRadio.com. Drunk call hotline, 206-202-LUNITS, 206-202-5666. Bar Night Recap Show. Hallelujah, Hollaback. Joining us on the line is our buddy, our reality show superstar, checking in again with us. His name is Race Car Johnny. He's on the Speed Road Tour Challenge. Johnny, what is going on?
Yo, yo, and yo.
Wow, you sound a little worn down.
No way, bro.
Is fame getting to you?
Yeah, the methamphetamine channel getting to me.
Are you getting like? Are you having to like give out autographs now? Are like people starting to notice you on the street?
Yeah, you know what's crazy that you just asked me that is that just sounds really stupid that I was doing this tonight, but I actually started practicing a very nice looking professional autograph.
Oh, what a faggot! What a faggot!
I know, isn't that terribly gay? I know it's bad. It's bad.
That's awesome though.
It's bad.
So, what are you signing, Race Car Johnny?
I signed some chick's ass this weekend.
Uh-huh. No, what are you signing as your name?
I just do my regular name, and mm-hmm. then, like, under it, I do the initials of the show with 07 on it, you know? Mm-hmm. I don't know. Try to be a little original, in a way.
Trying to come with an original autograph.
All
right. I know, right? When you go to the track and people go to these drivers and they want autographs from them, like, some of them can do the most perfect autograph and they don't even have to look at it because they've done it so many times that, you know, it's kind of, at one point this weekend, one of the drivers, Jeremy Mayfield, who drives I think he drives the 33 car. He's got a perfect autograph, a very nice, legible autograph, and does not have to look at it when he does it. And he even was like, just having us hand him things randomly to like show us how good he could do it, because that's like their ego thing, I guess, in a way. So it kind of made me think, like, you know what? I think I'd rather be able to sign a nice autograph than just be able to sign an autograph. So, because some race car drivers, dude, they signed a bunch of the shit that I have, and I don't know who the fuck it is.
Right.
I have no idea.
John, you want an original autograph? Just sign cunt.
They'll remember you. That,
they'll never forget you.
Yeah. Here, little kid, you want me to sign your cask? Here, cunt.
Cunt. Little star at the end.
You know? Yeah, you know? A little smiley face. Cunt, here.
So you want to be a race car driver when you get up, grow up, Johnny? And you just sign cunt on his arm.
Right. I'm gonna be in the 00 cunt car.
Yeah, nice.
Oh man. Beautiful. So you're practicing your autograph, Johnny. Has it gotten to that point? Has it really gotten to that point?
It almost. Well, see, the thing is, is the people on the West Coast, and there's nothing against people on the West Coast, but I just don't think people on the West Coast really watch Speed Channel.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas, like, this weekend, I'm very serious. It was like we blew up this weekend.
What?
We had so many people coming by our bus, and were just, like, wanting autographs, wanting to do pictures. Dude, I bet I did a good 200, 300 pictures and a shitload of fucking autographs. Easy. I mean, it just totally blew up on the East Coast. Now, Atlanta was all right, but when we were in Tennessee over the weekend, oh, dude, it just got fucking crazy. I mean, just everybody was on. We've gotten big enough that we've actually, this weekend, we had six Nexo Cup drivers came to our bus at night, knocked on the door, wanted to meet us and come in and check out our bus.
That's awesome, dude.
Yeah. I mean, it was those guys usually will not go out of their way to go meet somebody, because usually they're the ones that people will go out of the way to go and meet. And here they come over to our bus with the one guy that drives the Coors Light Dodge, David Stremme,
mm-hmm.
comes over, brings us two cases of Coors Light.
Of course.
Sits down on the bus and watches one of the episodes of the show list.
That's awesome. I mean, so the fan reaction is picking up.
Big time. Yeah, definitely.
That's good stuff. Is it because you got rid of some dead weight?
I hope so. Yeah, a lot of people liked it, but then, you know, you get, you know, because the way I look at it is all she did is she ruined, you know, she took four races away from somebody else that could have been on the bus.
Right. What I'm referring to is that if you've been watching the Speed Road Tour Challenge, there's four contestants. Johnny's one of them. And they got rid of this week a chick who just really didn't want to be there. Which is kind of disappointing in a way, because those four spots are like, they would be the dream for any NASCAR fan.
It was a golden ticket.
And
hey, here's an idea, Rocket, since you said it. Her autograph should be cut.
Wow, Johnny really doesn't like
it.
She said things on the show like that our bus was dirty and nasty and she had to, like, clean the bus.
Right.
That chick never once cleaned the bus, bro.
Yeah.
Never once cleaned that bus. Go ahead.
I was watching the show on Thursday, and there was a little sound bite of her critiquing everybody else on the bus, and she said there was one guy that wants to be a country star, there's one chick that wants to bang a race car driver, and I guess you're the one, she said, just doesn't know what he's doing.
Yeah, and you know what's amazing about those, the way I look at it is when somebody's quick to judge, mm-hmm. they're the problem.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They're usually the person that should be getting judged. And I don't judge people.
Mm-hmm.
I take you for what you are. And if you're going to be a good person, then that's what I want to see all the time. But once you go and you want to change yourself and be a cunt, mm-hmm. like she turned into, and that just more solidified that when we seen that episode and seen her calling us out for what she thought that we were and judging us, just was even more funnier to me. I mean, there's no following on this show. We all just get along really good.
Right.
The three of us. And I think she was really, really jealous of the fact that when we weren't competing, we could hang out and kick it and just be cool, you know?
Yeah.
And how much more embarrassing can it be when you're in your own hometown and some guy that lives 10 hours away beats you out as their favorite contestant on the show?
Right, they did this little...
That's probably why she hates me even more, is that, you know, her own hometown didn't even like her.
They did this little, I guess, judge the contestant thing at the Atlanta Speedway,
uh-huh.
And they had all four contestants, Johnny, Esty, the dude in that, what was her name, Beth?
Becky.
They all got up on stage, and the host of the show put his hand over each one's head, and the, you know, crowd would cheer, and based on the crowd participation, one of you guys got the one. Johnny won.
Right.
Johnny got the most applause, but when they put his hand over the chick's head, they're just like, eh, whatever.
When they were doing that, I told Esty, I was like, you need to show the crowd your tattoo because you'll fucking win. I was like, if you show your ass, you're gonna win, you know. And she's like, oh no, I'm not gonna do that. Which I don't know. I was surprised that they actually rooted for me.
Yeah,
that
why?
Really was like, yeah, I was shocked. I figured they were gonna root for the hometown girl.
Yeah,
why? You know?
Yeah, I'm not knocking you, but I was just like, why are they cheering? Because the difference between Johnny's reaction and everybody else was like. It's like Johnny blew everybody in the audience before him. Like you did.
You never know.
Yeah, you did something so crazy off camera to all these people that they just loved you for some reason.
I slipped them all a $5 bill before I went up.
It was unbelievable.
They did a really good job. There's a lot of shit that the people don't get to see.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they shoot a lot of footage, and there's a lot of stuff that, you know, I wish that they would show. Maybe there's some things I wish that they wouldn't show.
Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily means that it has to do with me, myself. But they did a really good job, in my opinion, of showing that girl really had some issues.
Right.
You know, I mean.
They definitely got the point across that she didn't want to be there.
Right, right. And there were people in Tennessee that were like, just hated her.
Mm-hmm.
They were like, we just love to kick that bitch's ass. I mean, who is she to ruin it for somebody else, you know? And there were two people that tried out for the show that were at the track this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And they kept coming up, hey, are they going to put somebody else on? Are they going to put somebody else on? And we're like, fuck if we know.
Yeah, right.
And to be honest, I wish they'd keep it the three of us.
Yeah.
Because we like to compete against one another, but then again, we like to hang out with one another.
I think the good thing about the Speed Road Tour Challenge, unlike any other reality show, is that they don't really get into the drama. You know what I mean? You don't
right.
have to
right.
deal with hearing about, oh, this person had an argument with this. They keep it fun, which is good. And it's different,
right.
actually, when you're watching. Because you watch all these reality shows, they're all about drama.
Yeah, exactly. We had enough of those real worlds.
Yeah, we
right.
don't
and,
need
and,
that
and,
shit.
Yeah, yeah. And that's one of their things is, hey, you want to watch drama? You want to watch people having sex?
Yeah.
Go to MTV, because they don't play videos anymore. They play that shit.
Yeah.
You know? And Speed, you know, Speed is all about racing. It's really not about drama. If you look at any of the other reality shows on Speed TV, they're the exact same format.
Yeah, they're all about, you know, being a fan of NASCAR and having fun.
Right.
Yeah,
you know, and that's
good.
That's what we do. And I'll tell you what, this weekend was like the best weekend ever for all of us on the show. We all got to do some crazy ass shit. Things I can't tell you about because I want to make you watch the show.
Nice.
But
teaser.
One of the things that I can tell you is there's Richard Petty, who's the king. He's like,
yeah,
he's like actually even more of an icon than Dale Earnhardt is.
Yeah, Richard Petty's the man, right?
Isn't he dead?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I made friends with his son's
Joey,
son, who is that sounded weird. But Richard Petty has a son that races named Kyle Petty. He has a son named Austin.
Oh.
And Austin is a crazy son of a bitch.
Uh-huh.
This kid is nuts. I went on his golf cart to go pick up the general manager for Petty Racing because he wanted to come over. And this kid took like 2 years off my life in the golf cart. They have a golf cart, bro, that's 70 miles per hour.
Jesus Christ, what?
What?
Yeah, yeah. And doing 70 in a golf
machine.
Cart.
Yeah, no, that's
yeah,
not
exactly.
fun.
Exactly, exactly, yes. Yeah, exactly, yeah. Yeah, actually right now, just thinking about it is making me shake a little bit.
So look at you, hobnobbing with the Petty family.
Look at him.
Right, yeah. And so like, during the race Sunday, dude, he lets us come down, hang out in their pit stall with them.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, with, like, maybe 100 laps to go in the race, he's like, hey, let's go back to the hauler and watch it in the AC, because it was hot. On the track, it was, like, 125 degrees.
Right.
So we go back, we get into the hauler, I sit down, and I sit on this couch by myself. And like not even 2 minutes later, Richard Petty walks in and sits down next to me.
Oh my God.
Wow. We're just like bullshitting with the king, you know? I mean, we're like, at first I wouldn't say anything. I was like, I don't know.
Holy fuck, it's Richard Petty.
But,
yeah.
Yeah, but it'd be like Rocket meeting his favorite porn star, you know, which would be some gay actor guy.
Shut up!
I'm sorry, bro. Hack. I'm sorry. I had to throw that in there.
Hack.
But, you know, I mean, I was like in complete awe.
Yeah, right.
You know, I mean, it was just really cool shit. It was a really kick-ass weekend just because, like I said, the fans recognized us and were like, just, you could tell that there was a lot of support for the show that we didn't get to see on the West Coast as opposed to being on the East Coast now. And then just hanging with the Petties, you know?
That is...
Richard Petty, or Kyle Petty even, he let me write on his race car before the race.
No shit.
Which was, yeah, so I wrote Hammer Down. And
dropping the hammer. No, you're not.
Drop the hammer.
Wow, man. So yeah. How many more stops do we have? I believe it's 12 stops, right?
We got Martinsville this weekend, and then there's a week off for Easter.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, there's 7 more races, I think.
So we're going well into the summer with you on the Speed Road Tour Challenge.
Definitely, man. Definitely. And I knew, like I said, we talked about the shirt thing and how that went down, where that wasn't going to get shown.
Right.
But since now I just got to do my laundry and I got to wash that shirt, it'll be up for Martinsville.
All right.
I'm just going to wear it during a challenge.
Yeah, do that.
Because I know that they'll show it. You know what I mean?
Will they let you wear the LunaticRadio.com shirt in a challenge, though?
Of course they will.
Nice.
All right.
Of course they. Here's what I learned. Ooh. Is the other guy Scott? Okay,
Scott.
He would be great for your guys' show because he's. I've never met somebody that can get so much shit for free. Okay. This cat, dude. I'm telling you, this cat could get a fucking Lamborghini Gallardo for free. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
He knows how to network. He's like a. He's a networking fool.
Yeah, he's a crazy.
But, he's a schmoozer.
Yeah.
Yeah, he gets a lot of. I mean, he calls. He's got us Oakleys coming. He got us jerseys from every fucking race team, and he gets these other clothing brands to send him shit to wear on the show for advertising.
Unbelievable.
So my look at it is well, what the fuck's the difference between me wearing a LunaticRadio.com shirt and
that's right.
him wearing a pair of fucking Oakleys, right?
I'm liking this.
I love
you know?
It, Johnny.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, I know the gazillion million Lunatic fans out there, they want to see the shirt.
Seven and a half, maybe. Dude, I mean, I'm not even really a huge fan of NASCAR. Actually, since you've been on the show, I've been trying to watch a little bit more racing than I have in the past. But I got to imagine, it just sounds like you're having such a blast on the show. And it sounds like if any one of us would have been having, you know, the best time as well, I guess. Even if you're not a fan, it's fun to watch the show. It's fun to watch these people live their dreams. And it's a good show, Johnny.
Cool, man. I'm glad you guys like it. I mean, it's for me, it's like I said, it's like the golden ticket.
Word up.
Totally.
I mean, for, you know, any person to be able to go to this many races for free is unheard of. I mean, the tickets that we get, the VIPs we get to sit in, you know, just cost so much money.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, even where they park us. Like, I found out this weekend, where they park us cost like $1,200 a day to where they parked our car.
Of course, yeah.
This is redneck porn.
It's awesome.
You know?
They love it.
Well, I don't know who put it in the post, but I love it. Somebody labeled it as the redneck roundy round. I love that. That is awesome. I want to have a shirt that says that, that's got like a race car on it and just says redneck roundy round on it.
So it's the Speed Road Tour Challenge, everybody. You can check it out 8:30 Eastern on the Speed Channel on Thursday nights. Race Car Johnny's one of the contestants. We're down to 3 contestants now on the program there. And Johnny's starting to win, too,
which is good. This is his show.
I won this weekend, but you got to watch how I won because it's fucking fabulous.
Right. So, all right, so that's 2 in a row.
Wow. What about that restrictor plate? How about those restrictor plates?
So let's hope Johnny wins and gets a job with the Speed Channel.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
You keep in touch, playa. We want to keep in base with you, touch base with you throughout the season here so we know what's going on.
You guys holler back, and I'll holler back at you.
Nice. All right, word up, Johnny. Thanks for coming on tonight.
Guys.
All right, man.
All right, guys, later.
All right, later.
Bye.
Race Car Johnny, everybody, from the Speed Road Tour Challenge. He has been a listener of this radio show for many, many years. And it's really cool to have, like, a listener now on a reality show, which is bizarre to us because we do this little stupid internet radio show.
Right.
But cool stuff, man.
Jenny wants a shirt signed cunt by him. The first taker.
Been trying to get... Race Car's been trying to get the shirt on TV, and that's pretty much our mission with him.
Yeah. That's all.
I bet you if he does wear it during one of them challenges, though, he'll get it on the tube, because I watched that other guy, Scott, I believe. He wears, like, just random shirts during challenges, and I see their logos and crap. He's promoting people.
He needs to wear the shirt and pull the Larry Boa. She's a cunt! She's a... to that chick.
Yeah.
She's a cunt!
He's a fucking cunt! All right, so we got a lot to do on the program. No. A lot of bar night stuff.
Yeah, we got a lot to do, guy.
We took a break from the bar night stuff. So we got bar night drunk calls.
Yeah,
we got to talk about everything that happened at bar night. We got drunk calls from other people. Shanghai Lee in Shanghai, China, doing an interview with a hooker, I guess. I don't know what that's about. So we'll take a break. We'll come back. More LunaticRadio.com show right up to this.
Do you know who I am? You must not know who I am. I'm Afro Man, bitches. And I am the face of LunaticRadio.com.
Hey, everyone. The worst damn sports show, period, is live on Wednesday nights on the People Sports Radio Network. Join me, Brian Scott, in the TBS Radio chat room at tbsradio.net during the live show. 1 hour of sports, music, and the unknown. And if you can't catch the worst damn sports show, period, live, swing by the TBS Podcast Network. Put it in your browser. podcast.tbsradio.net and download all of the great TBS sports programming to your iPod. The Worst Damn Sports Show, period, live at 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 Eastern, on tbsradio.net.
Smokers, imagine being able to quit smoking forever, restoring your lost health and energy, saving tens of thousands of dollars, all without having to use patches, gums, or experiencing painful withdrawal symptoms. Well, stop dreaming, because Final Smoke is here. Final Smoke's safe, all-natural formula completely removes your physical addiction while flushing dangerous cigarette residue from your body. This powerful system removes all desire to smoke. It's already helped tens of thousands quit smoking and has a 92% customer satisfaction rating. And in an independent consumer survey, Final Smoke was rated as one of the best all-natural quit-smoking products. In fact, we're so confident Final Smoke will have you cigarette-free in just 7 days that if you don't quit, Final Smoke is absolutely free. Call now, and we'll include our special lung cleanser formula to promote clear lungs. Free!
Call 1-888-422-5712. That's 888-422-5712. Call 1-888-422-5712. Now.
Get a free Razor cell phone delivered free to your door. Don't want a free Razor? Then go to letstalk45.com and choose from hundreds of other free phones. Join 500,000 users who found the smartest way to buy their cell phones. Never pay retail again. At letstalk45.com, you can compare prices on phones and service plans from all the major carriers. Find the coolest new phone at the coolest price. Find the best current special offers. Read what folks have to say about their phones and plans. They actually rate and review their phones and service plans so you know which ones to pick. Do it all in the comfort of your own home. If your plan is ending, now's your chance. Try your new phone risk-free for 7 days with free 48-hour shipping. Letstalk45.com is the only way to get the absolute best deal possible. Right now, get a free Razor after a $50 mail-in rebate. This is an exclusive online offer at letstalk45.com. New 2-year service plan agreement required. One-time wireless activation and early termination fees may apply. Go to letstalk45.com. That's letstalk45.com.
Drumroll, please. You're about to make one of the smartest decisions of your life. You're going to get your degree online. It's a fact. People with a degree, on average, make $1 million more in a lifetime. But where are you going to go to school? There are hundreds of online colleges and universities and thousands of programs to choose from. No worries. Cue the music. Introducing Education Connection. This amazing free service will help you find the right school for you for free. Every day, Education Connection matches students to schools that are perfect for them. And if you're not sure what to study, log on to 3educationmatching.com now and get a free personality test that can help match you to the right career. Even better, log on now and get a free guide to grants and scholarships. Log on to 3educationmatching.com. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Log on to 3educationmatching.com. The number 3educationmatching.com.
Homeowners, if there was a way to lower your mortgage payment by up to 50%, would you want to know about it? Of course you would. Here's the secret. Quicken Loans. That's right. Quicken Loans with their new exclusive Secure Advantage loan. Write this number down. 800-981-2488. Secure Advantage allows you to choose the payment you want every month. You can pay more if you want, or make a minimum payment that's around 50% less than what you're paying right now. That could free up all kinds of cash. Plus, with Secure Advantage, you can lock in a rate that's fixed for years. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-981-2488. Give them 5 minutes, and you could cut your payment up to 50% and put thousands of dollars back in your pocket. You can get approved right over the phone, and Quicken Loans never has prepayment penalties. So call right now at 800-981-2488 and get the Secure Advantage. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. Call Quicken Loans at 800-981-2488.
Hey, this is Anthony, the Japanese guy. And if you don't listen to LunaticRadio.com, then fuck you.
Comedy, beer, smut, talk. It's lunaticradio.com.
I'd love to sniff on your panties.
What up? Lunaticradio.com show. Let's get some fucking energy in
this
place.
Let's go, people!
Race car Johnny putting us to sleep. We love him, but come on. How much NASCAR can we do in a half hour? Fucking love race car Johnny.
Spark plugs.
Limp Bizkit, I know they stink, but I like this song. It's all right, right?
Muffler pipes.
I'll eat you alive.
Thank you.
It drives me.
Here we go, people. Ready? Is there a big... Did they get hardcore right here? I don't remember. Ah, oh, Fred Durst, you fucking pussed out on me. You dick. All right. It's the LunaticRadio.com show. Back from break, everybody. Kieran Narok in the studio. Email us at the show, LunaticRadio.com. Drunk call hotline, 206-202-LUNA. It's 206-202-566. Oh, wait, they're gonna do it right now, right? I love bumpers. This is like old school 70 DJs. They used to do this when they came back from break. Remember those guys that play the music? They talk over the music.
Oh, I see.
Like, you know, comments to the song or something. Come on, Fred. Give it to me, baby. Oh, you fucking pussed out. That's why your career's washed up. I wanted another. I eat you alive.
No.
What is Fred Durst doing these days? Why can't we have him on
the
show?
He writes blogs.
Is that what he does?
Yeah,
he's addicted to MySpace.
He is.
Fred Durst, you douche.
Fred douche.
Let's get Jenny on that. Let's get Fred Durst on the program.
Yeah, see what he's doing.
He ain't doing anything.
See if he likes the MySpace.
I saw him on the E! Channel a couple days ago with like a fucking beard.
Really?
Yeah. And
it's all grizzled.
He was standing outside some like restaurant. And there was like 1,000 like paparazzi around him. Not one was taking a picture. No one cares. Oh, what did you do? What? Oh, yeah. Limp what?
Limp Bizkit. What an awful name.
It was a good band. You know, for kids who are 18, 19,
sure.
Like that fucking raging music.
Guess.
Fred Durst did it for him.
Whatever.
By the way, Cousin Rob has a brother named who?
Evan.
Evan.
Yeah, E-Man we call him.
You call him E-Man. He was at the bar night. He actually came with Rocket and I to the pregame. Had some dinner.
Definitely.
Evan is a tall gentleman.
Yeah.
He is kind of shy.
And he's a youngin'. He's probably like, what, 23?
Yeah,
something like that.
He met a girl at the bar night, right? At the bar, sitting with her at a table.
Right.
I believe we characterized the next morning. We characterized his meeting with this chick as
he
picked her up, they had a relationship and he dumped her. All on the tape.
All in about 5 minutes.
All in about 5 minutes.
He went through the entire length of a relationship in a span of about 5 minutes.
What happened with that? Because I was watching him all night.
Well, yeah, he was like, he was just like chilling out, and I guess he just wound up starting talking to this chick. She was plastered, to say the least.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I guess they're talking, whatever. And as the night was wearing down, we're like, all right, Evan, you know, we're getting on out of here. So he's trying to wrap things up, you right. know, and. And he's just, to me, the guy's like not really used to like that whole picking up chick scene. So it was a little awkward right. for him. So it was taking a little while. They wind up, the both of them wind up coming outside at some point. And I go to, and at this point, I want to get the hell out of here, right?
Right.
So I said, Evan, ask her for her phone number because I got to go. So he's just like in his low little voice, can I have your phone number?
No confidence. Did he get it?
He got it.
Oh my God.
Wait, it gets better.
What did he do?
So then she said in her half drunken state, she's like, listen, if you're not going to call me, get rid of it. So he's like, okay. Took out his phone. Delete. Right in front of her. Right in front of her.
That kid is the man.
He's like, he said later, he's like, you know, I was like, I really just had nothing for her, so why would I lie to her like that? But I mean, like, it just fucking literally pick up the phone right in front of her face, index finger to erase button.
And he did it right in front of her face.
Right in front of her.
Oh my God.
Like, he didn't do it to be mean because he was just being him.
Being real.
Yeah, because she said, if you're not going to call him, just erase it. So he's like, okay, I'll erase it.
I'll delete it now then.
Yeah.
Fuck you, bitch.
It was awesome. But I tell you, while he was in the bar macking it to her, we started an MVP chant.
MVP.
He just fucking randomly started talking to this chick. And he was surrounded by complete strangers because I guess this chick had brought some of her friends.
Uh-huh.
So he's just like engulfed in a mess of like just random people. He has no idea. And he is forging ahead with this conversation with her.
He was macking it to that chick.
Totally.
I tell you what, I know the girl you're talking about. She wanted dick that night. She didn't care where it was coming from. She wanted dick.
That's it. It's awesome.
She wanted she wanted everybody's dick. It was fucked up. I think I might have the MVP trend on one of these drunk calls from the night. It might be the one I did. Let me see. Here's a little drunk call from that night. This one's me. If this one's not it, I'll play it.
Play another. Hey, what's up, lunaticradio.com? Drunk call line. Hey, look, I invented you, motherfucker.
Hey, we're broadcasting. The ginger man's ass.
Woo! Connecticut Jay, we're hanging out with the boys.
Hammered.
Pamelicious is in the house.
Hammered.
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 My wife's got Jay from Connecticut calling Jersey. Rob's brother who's passed out on the bed right now.
There it is.
Our dog, the famous CEO, is chilling out. He's got his hand on his head. I don't know what. He's just relaxing. Simon's chilling. And we're having a good time, man. We're in Manhattan. And we're killing it. J-Dog has fucking booked a nice room. And, well, the bar was pretty good, man. And, you know what? I'm not going to suck any more cock on my own fucking voicemail. Suck my own dick, and I'll suck you. Wait. If I listen to this maybe a day from now and I get a hard on from it, I will shoot myself in Richard Jimmy style. Okay, talk to you later, myself. Okay, bye.
www.myself.com.
There you go. So you heard the MVP chant in the background.
That was awesome. Yeah. So yeah, that was great. That was the MVP of the night. But
yeah, we were all fucking just wrecked that night. Yeah, but Evan's the man. I like him,
great.
Man. I want to chill out him more.
He's a good dude.
What are some of the notes? You got notes over there from
the
bar?
Actually, I got more audio from Tom.
Oh, we got that Tom guy.
We got Tom doing a lunatic radio liner.
Okay, here we go.
And pay attention to him obviously not knowing who Kieran is. This is great.
Here's Tom after finally realizing that I'm rugged.
Can I do like a liner for the
man looks like. All I know is they're fucking funny and they kick a lot of ass.
Sharon's right.
I am LunaticRadio.com. Listen, bitches.
Gary McCann's right behind you.
Just completely oblivious.
Not knowing.
That is awesome. That is going rack 'em.
Oh, wait. And to wrap up Tom and his magical evening, he wanted to do his own plug, I guess, for his artistry and whatnot.
All right.
He's got to take a fucking plug-in class, man. Just awful.
He's plugging some.
Here with Tom. Tom wants to whore himself out. Roll.
Okay, my name is Tom Gambino. I am a currently based
originator.
I am a currently graduating cartooning major at SVA. So if you want t-shirts or cartoons or, hell, any drawing to help promote you out, just give me an email at, I'm not going to give my email address. Just give me a...
Don't contact me. I got another option. There's a plan B in contacting me.
Right.
In this day and age where email is like fucking anything, it's like, you know.
So, hi, this is Tom. I do some artwork and pictures and great stuff. So, if you want to contact me, you know what? I'm not going to give you my contact number, but come check out my stuff anyway.
Yeah, look up at Thomas. Like, just look me up on MySpace. My picture is of a green guy eating pizza.
Green guy eating pizza. That is LunaticRadio.com listener base. God bless him.
I love Tom.
You're the man.
So he figures, you know what? Don't email me. Don't take the easy way to contact me. I want you to go through searching through the, I don't know, millions of MySpace users and look for one with a guy that has a green pizza.
I tell you what, he's hitting a huge market with that flight.
Yeah. Guy, you're going to get no, I'll tell you right now, no one is contacting you.
Negative people.
No one.
Like, emails will be taken away from you.
Tom at MySpace right now, he's shutting down your page.
Yeah, he's just like,
because he just found out some guy has a picture of a green pizza on his MySpace page. I don't even know what the fuck that is. I don't even want to know what that is.
All right, so that was the clueless listener.
But in a good way, clueless. He's learning.
Yes.
Look, he's in the chat room tonight. See, he's already,
welcome,
he's already
Tom.
Catching on.
I like him, man.
Yeah.
He's a good guy, and I appreciate everybody for coming out
there. Definitely.
It's really cool.
Very cool. How about we hear a little CJ audio, a little Connecticut J?
Connecticut J, all right, go ahead.
See what he has to say.
All right, here with Connecticut J.
Word
him up.
Of the message board. How are you enjoying your first bar night, my friend?
Hey, you know what? I just moved to Connecticut in my own time. Whack, whack, whack.
You're using a hacky line on the message board like 2 days ago.
I lose.
You lose.
Look, I'm the hackiest guy ever, but I did decide to do some unhacky shit and win a nice room and have my boys, Adam and Kieran from the show, come out. I love this show. Everybody loves it. Girls are going to be making out of my fucking bed tonight.
You wish.
I'm winning.
Stop it.
I'm winning.
I got to say, though, CJ is a good dude. He fucking got a nice little suite. Representing hardcore. Good man.
And he's drinking.
And he's drinking. Good man.
Hey, everyone. Sorry about this.
By the way, everybody at the Ginger Man Pub, the crowd there, everybody was punchable.
What does that mean?
It means you just wanted to punch everybody.
No, you didn't.
I did.
Well, because you got issues.
Not our listeners, just the other yuppies that were there.
Oh.
Ugh.
The guy's like, Jay, man, he's fucking... Oh. Every line that's on the message board, he was using that night. Like, it just sounded like I was like getting an audio version of the message board that night.
I got more drunk calls from the bar night, if you want to just go through it.
Yeah, let's just keep rolling.
Chaos Chris from the Chaos Radio Show. He'll be on this program next week, everybody, co-hosting. This is Chaos Chris.
This is Chris from Chaos Radio. I forgot to say that Maria Shahar is a cunt. She's a cunt. Wait, hold on. I got something to say.
I got nothing.
She's got something.
I'm drunk, but I got nothing.
She's got something.
Maria Shahar is a cunt.
That's Heidi.
Wait, what a person. Maria Shahar is a cunt. Say it.
Maria Shahar is a big cunt.
That's fucking four people. That's fucking Lunatic Radio Born, I say it. The unanimous decision.
He's so
frustrated. Oh my god, that's fucking half a human size.
You hack. Stealing that line from me, which I stole from Mark Anthony.
Wins now. We discovered last week's after show that Chaos Chris sounds like Watto from the first Star Wars film.
Yeah. So, what do you want?
So we were playing clips like that all week. So if you're familiar with Star Wars, check out Watto. Sounds exactly like Chaos Chris.
And Chaos Chris has a problem with another fellow comedian.
Oh boy!
And he just loves saying that she's a cunt.
Yeah,
and everything he does.
I have more Chaos Chris audio from the night. Want to hear that?
Yes.
Here we go.
From Lunatic Radio. Hey, Chaos Chris wants to beat the shit out of Tom. Why?
Does he grab Heidi by the neck?
Cunt. He did.
Yeah, fucking like that.
Stop
like,
it.
Really, take it easy.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Did he?
Oh. Funny or not?
Did you hear that? I asked Patrick if that was funny or not. Wait, I gotta back that up.
All right, go ahead.
Pat, funny or not?
There she is.
Who's funny?
Who's funny?
Just being hacky.
Let me do Chris since he won't talk.
Yeah.
He had his fucking hands all over Heidi. I couldn't have that. Only I could pull like
Only
that.
Only I could do that for Chaos Radio.
Not for Chaos.
No, you don't get this.
I'm Waddle.
Video, audio? What is this?
Just audio.
It's audio?
It's a radio
That's
show.
Pretty good. That's pretty good.
Give me video of your fucking buttons all night. That's what it's going to be.
It's hot.
Yeah.
Chris is still going on back there, but that was great. It's funny because
Chaos Chris is great.
He got anger.
He's got so many anger issues, but he's so sweet. And
what
cute.
The fuck? Why is he choking my girlfriend? Meanwhile, he is ripping the hair out of Heidi's head the entire night. Just pulling her like a fucking caveman.
Oh, man.
What is he doing? He's trying to get into my scene here.
Maria's a cunt.
Holy. He's so tough, rough.
By the way, I hear that Heidi had a little trouble with the old,
Really? Couldn't hold it in?
Yeah.
Really? She seemed fine when I said goodbye to her. She seemed like she was all there.
Heidi had a little problem with the pukage.
Let me explain something to you. Heidi, adorable. Adorable little girl.
Yeah, but she, she wasn't the only one, right?
Yeah, there was a few people.
There was a few people out of trouble with the vomit.
I have one last piece of wood. I might as well get rid of it.
Go ahead.
Simon, Club Jelly.
Mm.
Giving his little take
By
on
the way,
it.
I...
Club Jelly, how you enjoy...
What was it?
Go ahead. Nah, go ahead. I'll say it afterwards.
Okay.
Club Jelly, how you enjoying your third bar night? It's fucking unbelievable. You know what? The first one, they had the limo. I thought it was the top of the pops right there. And then the second one, we had Brian Buchan. And then now the third one, we have a suite, we have people, and I'm fucking unbelievable. I'm Karl Malone.
Greatest fucking song. The second one had was puking.
Wow.
He's unbelievable.
Wow.
And Karl Malone.
I had at least three pointless conversations with Simon that night. Absolute pointless, dumb. I didn't even know what they were about. I know they lasted about 5 minutes each.
Right.
And at the end of each one, we just sat there and stared at each other for about a minute.
But it's like those drunken conversations, but you feel like they're really important, like groundbreaking conversations. But like, when you look back, you were talking about like fucking dog shit.
Like we were having some real original thoughts or something. Like we thought we were, you know? Just dumb conversations. He's a great guy to talk to when you're hammered.
Oh, yeah, he's great.
And Simon's co-host
so
in the program,
funny.
Before.
His eyes were fucking bloodshot as all hell by the end of the night for one reason or another.
Yeah. So, I mean, everybody had a lot to drink and stuff like that.
You want to get into your goodness?
My goodness?
Your assholery?
You want to talk about my asshole moments?
Yeah, I think we're starting to get to that point of the night.
Okay, I'll tell you about my asshole moments because I have no problem telling people when I'm an asshole. I guess after the bar, we went back to the hotel room that the Jay from Connecticut and Tony had, and I had to carry somebody back. And I carried it back. I'm proud of myself because I'm a strong fucker. For a little guy, I picked her up. How do you do that?
She weighs like 30 pounds.
That's true. She does weigh like 30 pounds. Yeah, so I went back and I don't know. At some point during the night, Rocket said something that I completely took the wrong way.
Yeah.
Like, I just blew up. I was so hammered, and I was just like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Like, I just, like the kind of blow up, like, I insulted his mother.
Yeah.
Like,
what? Like, you just put your bag on my mom's forehead, and you told me you did it.
Right,
and you liked it.
Right, and going to you looking for the high five like it was an accomplishment.
It was, I completely just, maybe I heard it wrong, or it was definitely the beer. But the funny part about it is that I took you outside and I was talking to you about it, right? Your comment. And midway through, like, kind of sort of yelling at you, right. I was like, I'm being completely ridiculous right now. But then I continued to be an asshole.
You said, you know, I'm drunk, but let me continue what I have to say. You said, you came out and said, you know, I'm drunk, so don't really listen to me too much, but let me finish my thoughts.
Let me finish my ridiculous thoughts.
I'm
right
on a
now.
Good roll here, yeah. You know.
I know what you said. I completely took out of context or whatever. But just listen to me right now.
I'm going somewhere with this. Yeah. It's good. It's a good
It'll
setup.
It'll all tie up at the end. It didn't tie up either. I was just like, you know what? I'm being an ass. Give me a hug.
And like I try, like when you first blew up, I'm like, Karen, just think what you want. Tomorrow it'll be over with. No. Karen McGann's got something to say. You're gonna listen to it right now,
dude. When somebody gets hammered, that always happens.
I know. I knew I was talking to him, and I was like, you know what? I gotta do something, but I don't know what to do. I was like, let me try to be like stupid about it. Like I.
That's what pissed me off more. Though.
See, what I tried to do to get his attention, I tapped him in the ass, which, you know, like if I really felt like he was doing really something bad, I would have pulled him off, you know, did something else. But like, I was like, let me try to make this as inconspicuous as possible. Let me just like tap, like kick him in the ass, like little tap, you know, just be like, hey, you know, and got all fish.
Pucker up, Buttercup. Yeah. It's all right.
I honestly, I knew as I was doing, like, he's going to blow up. He's just going to go blow up.
He's going to go nuts. But I'm going to say it anyway.
Yeah. I'm drunk, but listen, you have to hear me out. This is important.
But I totally took it the wrong way. So I was an asshole then. And then I was an asshole later.
You a fool with assholery?
But no, I think the one later was like a mutual asshole.
Does that happen?
Like the other person was being an asshole too, and I was being an asshole. So it was just one of those asshole arguments. But I was so loud. So loud.
So bad.
And I feel so bad about just disturbing everybody in the Northeast of the United States because I was so loud.
You met people for the first time and you just, just got a full dose of drama.
They were like, Kieran's yelling. What happened here?
Yeah, he's supposed to be wacky and talking about like.
Where's the hijinks, fella? There's only one. I had a reality check during my second asshole moment. I was yelling, right? And I was saying, I was just yelling. And I just took a glance down at my feet at some point. Right. And I go, where are my pants? Like thinking in my head, I don't have any pants on. What happened to those?
I'm angry and I'm in my boxers.
How can anyone take me seriously right now? I'm hammered. And I have no pants on.
Listen, I may be drunk, I may not have any pants on, but hear me out. This is important.
Honestly, if I knew people in Trenton, if I knew people in Connecticut, they would all just be calling my cell phone at that moment going, dude, will you just shut the fuck up? I can hear you from over here. Just shut up and go home. Just go home, dude.
Just walk away.
Just walk away. And I did eventually.
Yeah.
Just a dope.
And of course, you know.
Standing there trying to make a point. By the way, my brain was thinking rationally. My mouth just wasn't working. I was thinking shit in my head that just weren't coming out of my mouth.
Right.
Like, it was two different fucking things going on there.
When we were having our conversation, I was like, in my head, I was getting frustrated. I'm like, you know what? He's not even making sense. He's just saying things.
No.
You're just making, like, arguments.
Yeah, I'm just arguing for the sake of,
The Louisiana purchase was uncalled for. You know, it all started with your comment before, and now, you know, the nation is divided because of it.
Like, Rocket, I'm starving, and there is no food.
Clearly, what you did was uncalled for.
What you did was out of line.
Yeah. What you did caused my hunger. See, I gotta live with this hunger now. I gotta live with this hunger. It doesn't affect you in any way.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the one that's hungry.
I hate being drunk and fighting. You just say shit you do not mean at all. You just say it to say it. Just loudly, too. God damn it. I'm such a fucking dupe. Dope. I meant to say douche and dope at the same time. And it came out dupe.
Of course, we had the security.
Security came.
The proverbial security to the hotel room issue.
That happened after bar night at back at the suite. Security came.
Yep. Too loud.
I don't remember that. When did they come?
I think we were playing some like on one of Simon's CD, on a CD made of like all 80s hip hop. It was way loud.
Somebody is a silent yet cute puker. They know who they are, right? Somebody at the event had a little trouble.
Why are you? Why
should I code it? I don't even know.
Why? Why say? Bother? Yeah, it's not like.
Well, Pam. Yeah. Pam.
Everyone pukes in their life. It's not exactly right. Like a private moment.
So Pam puked. All right, and she puked on a bed. And the weird part about it was that you didn't even hear.
You
it.
Didn't even know.
You didn't know. It was like it just was there.
Stealth vomit.
And
it just showed up.
And this particular puke, when you looked at it, you were like, you know what? That looks pretty good. It looks edible. Like, it looked good.
It looked like that, like, cherry dessert you get in TV dinners.
Yeah. It was like somebody just spilled some, like, meatballs and sauce. And I was like, that looks pretty good. But she's so quiet. She's like a little cat with it.
Yeah, it's like a kitten when a kitten pukes.
Yeah. Just like, it's like, bleh.
Just like,
bleh. Oh, I puked. Bleh. That's all it is. You don't even hear it. And Pam pukes. It's like, bleh. Uh-oh, Pam puked. She has to, like, get up and tell you. And you still won't believe it.
Yeah, right.
She has to bring it to you and show it to you. Yeah, I puked.
There it is.
And it's, like, little, too. It's all tiny. It's not even a lot. It's all tiny. Like, I sound like fucking Satan is coming through me when I'm puking.
Yeah, like that audio clip. You got. Yeah. That's you. That's you in your prime. That's... See, yeah. You know it. Fucking next zip code knows it.
Pam, on the other hand... Blah. And that's like vomit. Like, and it comes up the same as it goes in. It's like, she can puke cake. Like, I don't know. It looks good.
That's so nice.
And I've never said that about anybody's puke. That's but so her puke nasty. Looked good.
That is so nasty.
I don't know.
It was very red. Oh, she was drinking red drinks. That's I just realized that she was drinking red drinks.
Yeah, it was like some sort of like I'm starving. I was looking at it.
Spaghetti and meatballs.
I was looking at it on the bed and I was like, I'm hungry.
Like Tony made pasta too.
Can we order pizza?
Starving.
I'm hungry. Yeah. So we had the clueless listener. Heidi puked as well. I believe Chaos Chris has pictures of that. I'm sure we want to see those. I lost my sweater. Now I found it. Yeah. And what else do you have from the bar night? Anything I'm missing?
Legal stuff.
Legal stuff.
No. I got, you know, we were,
we can do more after the break if you want.
Yeah. Let's take a break.
You want to take a break? Because we got drunk calls and stuff to do as well. We got to talk about Anna Nicole Smith, I believe.
Is she still dead?
I don't know. We'll find out. We'll check in with Jack Cafferty.
Oh, teaser.
Yeah, more bar night stuff, people.
Worse.
Chalk it up to a drunken mess, but it was a lot of fun, too. So we'll take a break. We'll come back. More LunaticRadio.com show right after this.
What's up? It's Pam B, and my cunt gets wet listening to LunaticRadio.com because I am motherfucking LunaticRadio.com.
Of space travel have somehow twisted his mind. He's gone crazy. He's got the space madness.
Command Comedy Factory Dub Edition, coming to you live every Friday night at 10 p.m. and Saturdays at 8 p.m. live on TJXRadio.com. Join us for 2 hours of insanity and madness, space-age dub music, and whatever the hell we feel like playing. Join us every weekend. Hit up the website, MabbyFactory.com, and download the podcast. Call into the show. The number is 650-515-DUB-0, 650-515-3820.
Hey guys, it's Heidi from the Chaos Radio Show on CringeHumorRadio.com. And you may not know who I am, but I know you. I've watched you stride down the street, bristling with technology. Your friends call you a gadget geek, but that's an understatement. If asked, you'd call yourself a technophile. Yeah, I've seen you before. So I know that the sound of my voice is reaching you through the magic of your Infusion Radio. Wait a minute. You mean to tell me you've never heard of the Infusion? Why, it's only the world's first portable internet radio. So you don't know that Torian Wireless allows users to access thousands of internet radio stations from around the world without the need for a computer? The Infusion also functions as an MP3 player and storage device. It contains an FM radio receiver, plus it comes with a set of high-quality stereo headphones, and you can see all the commands on the large LCD display. The Infusion is compact, around the size of a business card. It allows maximum portability to travelers and those stationed abroad who want to stay in touch with music, news, and comedy from around the world. So, in a nutshell, you need to get this puppy. Go to CringeHumorRadio.com and click the Infusion link for further details and add one to your cart.
Are you an inventor or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? Well, for free information on how to proceed, call this toll-free number.
Call 800-346-9988.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventor information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination. Plus, get an information brochure and other materials of interest to new inventors. Learn how to get this free information just by calling this toll-free number.
Call 800-346-9988. That's 1-800-346-9988.
Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. So call InventHelp right now, toll-free.
Call 800-346-9988. That's 1-800-346-9988.
What's happening? I'll tell you what. Kent Emmons here. How'd you like to spend a weekend in Branson for only $99? That's right. You and your family can now relax in Branson for only $99 or take the honey for a quick romantic getaway any weekend you choose. This amazing vacation offer includes 3 days, 2 nights in a great hotel, breakfast every morning of your stay, preferred show tickets, and hundreds of dollars in coupon savings all around town. You know, Branson, Missouri's got amusement parks, world-class golfing, beautiful lakes, endless shopping, and more live shows than Vegas. So give us a call. That's 1-866-883-1736. Branson for $99. It's our way of saying thanks for checking out our beautiful new resort, the Grand Crown. Here's that number again, 1-866-883-1786. Toll free, 1-866-883-1786. Branson for $99.
Tired of looking at those same old kitchen cabinets? Now you can update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new again in about 4 to 6 days without the cost, time, or mess of total remodeling. See for yourself. Call 1-800-932-3148 for a free design consultation. Call right now and ask about our special financing terms. Sears offers over 100 door and drawer combinations to suit any budget and style. And best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. So call now for a great new look for your kitchen. Call Sears at 1-800-932-3148. Offer ends 3307, subject to applicant creditworthiness. License number available on request. Not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. Isn't it time to give your kitchen a whole new look? Custom cabinet refacing from Sears. 1-800-932-3148. Ask about our special financing terms. That's 1-800-932-3148. Don't wait any longer to make your kitchen cabinets like new with Sears Custom Cabinet Refacing. Call today at 1-800-932-3148.
And now back to the show. Lunatic Radio.
Time for me to fly.
Hang on.
Time for me to fly. Time for me to fly.
What the fuck? These guys are gay. LunaticRadio.com.
My body's on the floor and I'm in a party.
LunaticRadio.com show broadcasting from New York. Welcome, all you people. Thank God the weather is starting to break so we can all get out. I'm going to teach Rocket how to play golf this summer. Rocket's going to be a touring pro by the end of the summer.
That's
he's going
right.
to say, fuck radio, I'm out of here.
Damn right.
I'm going to play with Tiger Woods.
Fucking A.
By the way, congratulations to Tiger Woods for winning another tournament this week. Tiger Woods is the best golfer ever.
He's black.
And I love him. God damn it. I get a text message from Connecticut Jay, by the way. Now I have another listener has my phone number.
Way to go.
Connecticut Jay has my phone number. He's like, you got to talk about storming out of the hotel room at 4 o'clock in the morning. Well, what is there to tell, Jay? I was a complete douche. I'm running around this pitch black apartment because, like I said in the previous segment, I lost my pants somehow. At some point, I took off my pants. I'm sure it wasn't somebody else that took my pants off. I'm sure I was just willing to take off my pants at some point. So I'm looking for my pants, pitch black. Everybody's asleep, yet I got to be so fucking loud and probably cursing myself, cursing other people. Just an asshole. I was an asshole. I wanted to, if there was a sober me there,
right?
I would have killed myself. Like, I wish there was another, like, a sober version of me there. Because I wouldn't throw myself out the window.
Sure. You're like, and you're done.
Nah. Never argue when you're drunk.
No.
Never.
Never.
Because you say so many things that you do not mean. Like, literally, you will say things when you're drunk that you completely don't mean.
Oh, absolutely.
You're just going to say it just to say it. That's pretty much.
Because at the very moment, you feel like you're right.
And this argument I had, it's like family fighting. You know, you realize you're two drunk idiots and you get over it. No, there's no harm done. You're
lucky to.
It's one of those things.
Done.
Yeah, those lucky. One of those things you look back on like a month from now and
like,
go,
"Oh, that was funny.
That was funny." You remember how much of an asshole you were?
Everybody laughs.
Yeah.
You did drunken stupidity.
But I was leaving the apartment, and I felt bad because I'm still ranting. Like Jay is trying to sleep. Fredir suffered and his wife are trying to sleep. And I got to continue to have conversations.
I got something to say. Y'all going to hear me.
And
Nobody's sleeping on my clock.
Here are listeners of the radio program. Kieran, the host of the show. People came out to Manhattan.
Yeah.
They're trying to go to sleep. I'm sitting there above their bed going and talking to them. Like they want to talk to me. At this point,
you officially met him for that first time that night.
They're like, this kid's psycho.
I can't believe they're still here listening to us.
But I did actually, when I got to the when I found the door to the hotel room and I was leaving, I did turn around very calmly and said, I'm sorry I ruined your night. Something to that effect. I knew I said something.
But I have every right to ruin it because it's my night, dicks.
And he storms out.
I didn't say that.
No.
But, yeah.
Unbelievable.
It was.
Definitely the gamut of emotions.
Absolutely.
Unbelievable.
I hope.
It was all Kieran. I was just having fun.
I hope everybody slept well after that.
Slept well in your car.
I paid for it on the way home, though, people, because I had to walk 10 blocks in a pouring rain at 4:30 in the morning, take a train home. Well, I got to Penn Station. I had to spend an hour trying to figure out where Rocket lived.
Right.
Because I had no clue what train to take.
Yeah,
because
we had all gone into the city together, so he was just following along with me because I obviously know where I'm going.
Right.
So on the way back, he was on his own.
And if you've ever been to Penn Station in New York, it's not just like one train.
No.
It's like 20 tracks.
Right.
And at that time of the night, everybody's coming home from the city, so there are fucking trains everywhere.
Exactly.
And I actually didn't know the name of the stop Rocket lived at. So I was narrowing it down to destinations that began with the letter F. Because I knew it was an F.
Right.
And there were two. Sure. There was Floral Park, and there was Far Rockaway. Now, Far Rockaway is not the place I want to go.
That's a lot further south.
But after an hour of just going, I'm fucked if I can't find this place.
Did you try starting an argument with someone in Penn Station?
No, I didn't. the Far Rockaway train came in.
Right.
And they're like, the Far Rockaway train is now boarding. So I'm like, all right, I'll give that one a shot. I go down into the train and I'm doing like a little dance in and out the door of the train going, should I take it? Should I not take it? Should I take it? Should I not take it? Hammered, 4 o'clock in the morning. Should I take it? Should I not take it? Take it? Take it. Take it. And then a little bit of fucking reality or calmness hit me. And I was like, you know what? I can just take any train to the next stop, which is Jamaica, which is another big train hub.
Yeah.
And I know from there I'll be able to maybe somehow find where Rocket lives.
Which realistically, that's a stupid idea because that wouldn't have changed anything. Still be the same fucking trains.
Right.
Still the decisions to be made.
So I get on... I believe I got on the Far Rockaway train. I think I got on that one.
I can't believe that.
And I knew it was going to Jamaica, and I was just going to get off of Jamaica. Now, something happened on the train. I was going home. I had a ticket. I had a round-trip ticket I bought before the night began, right?
Right.
And I put it on my seat. You know how you put your ticket on the seat so the conductor, when he comes by, can just click it? You know, you hang it from that little tab?
Yeah.
Okay. I must have done that when I got on the train. And between the time it took for me to sit down and the conductor to come and check my ticket,
right.
I've forgotten that I already purchased a round trip ticket and I put it on the seat. So what I did was, is I actually bought another ticket when a conductor was standing next to me to go to wherever I was going, I guess Jamaica or whatever.
Right.
And he clicked both tickets, took my money.
Conductor scammed you.
He scammed me out of $12.
You know what I just realized, Kieran?
What?
The train ticket before you, quote unquote, lost it. If you were to look at it, it says Floral Park. I forgot that little part of that.
I never look at the train ticket. Do you look at the train ticket? They all look the
same.
Well,
I know where I'm going, so I mean, I don't like... But it actually says, it said Floral Park in Penn Station. It says you're...
I'm such a dope.
I just realized you had the fucking train ticket.
So I did that. I bought two train tickets for fucking Floral Park. I get to...
You got scammed by the conductor.
When I got to Jamaica, I knew it wasn't Far Rockaway.
Right.
I knew it was somewhere else. I knew
somewhere. Some force said, don't go here.
So I just walked up. I was at Jamaica for like a half hour. And I just walked up the escalator there. And they have like these big, like, you know, the signs, neon signs with all the readouts at every destination. I just looked for Floral Park. And I didn't even know that was your stop. I saw something that said Floral Park. And I got on that train taking a chance.
Good chance.
I was hoping.
Right.
And luckily it was your stop.
Yeah.
But I didn't know until I actually got off the train at Floral Park, got down to the street,
and it looked familiar.
And looked around.
I can't believe you made it back though, even because then you still had to walk the, like, you know, the 10-minute walk.
Yeah, I had to walk like,
and that. And it's not a straight path. I mean, there's a couple turns along the way.
And I started walking the wrong way for a little while. And then I noticed that I wasn't going the right way, so I then I started going the right way, and then there's a fucking SUV. Did I tell you about the SUV?
No.
There was an SUV. No one's around.
Yeah.
There's not a car in sight, but there's this fucking SUV, like decked out gangster style, rolling up the street. I'm looking at him. The fucker starts slowing down. First thought in my head was the article in Newsday, which is the local paper, or the New York Post. Young kid beaten at 4 o'clock in the morning. Drunk. Like, I thought I was dead. I saw the car slowing down, and I catastrophize everything.
Yeah.
I just thought in the back of my head, okay, this is how it happens. This is it. I'm going out this way. And I actually thought, I was so tired from being drunk, and I was just like, I'm just going to let it happen.
Yeah, right. You were just completely exhausted.
They want to kick my... I'm not even going to fucking fight. I'm just... Come on.
Just
somebody will find me.
You were just like arms spread out, just like, all right, just do it.
Go ahead.
I'm done.
So and then I,
Richard,
you know,
Jenny, here I come.
Luckily he just pulled away, and
he realized you weren't worth it.
I got back to Rockets, and for some reason at that point in the night I decided to be courteous and not bang on Rockets' door to let me in the house.
Unbelievable.
I went to my car, turned my car on, and slept in my car until the morning. By the way, when you sleep in a car at night, it's really cold, right?
Sure.
So I turn the heat on. And when the sun rises, it gets really hot. And with the heater cranked, it was about 200 degrees in my car. And I had my jacket on.
Oh.
sweating my balls off.
So nasty. I can't believe you stayed in your car. It's like, realistically, he was only an hour behind us. So at that time, you know, I mean, I
didn't want to wake you, dude.
So what the fuck, dude? I knew you were. I mean, I if you rang the bell, I'm not going to be like, oh, fuck him. Of course I was going to let you in.
Yeah, I did wake up in a cold sweat. I was fucking sweating my balls off in that car. Rocket knocks on my window.
Yeah, next morning. Yeah.
What's up, dude?
Well, the thing was, I
think I told you at that point, I was like, I planned this.
Yeah, like, before I could say anything, this was all set up. This is how I lay out.
This is not being the douche. I actually planned sleeping in my car.
It was so weird because that next morning, it was actually noon when we went outside. Evan and I had to move our cars, and we're working towards it, and we're like, there's an engine running, but none of the cars are on. And then, you know, I was like, oh shit, I think it's Kier's car. And then first thing I thought was, he left his car running all night? Like, what a douche. And then I go over there and...
You know how long that car was running for?
Well, since 4 a.m.
Yeah. I wasted a half a tank of gas.
8 fucking hours the car was running.
I wasted a half a tank
of gas.
What
an idiot.
Thank God I don't pay for gas, but Jesus Christ. Yeah. I'm surprised your neighbors didn't do us anything. Because I was right next door.
Why would they?
I don't know.
It's just a car running.
So there you go, people. There was how the bar night, ended for me. Rocket was, you know, got home safely, and everybody else got home safely. I had to throw a fit and almost get lost on the way home. Gotta love myself.
Texting Mark the phone number. He's going to call in.
Oh, Mark Anthony Mears is going to join us. Yeah. He was at the bar night.
Yeah, he'll give us his take on it.
Yeah. So I apologize for keeping people awake. I apologize to, for fighting with people. I didn't mean anything I said. I'm just a drunk idiot. And we all have those moments, right?
No, Kieran, that's purely you there, guy.
We all have those moments. Why do you gotta do that?
I never get like that. I never turn into like the angry drunk, ever.
You get loud. Dude, tell me.
Well, not in a fun way.
Oh, yeah.
What?
The one time in San Francisco?
Yeah.
You were...
Craig!
You are off the wall. So,
but it was goofy funny. I am never mean or angry.
Yeah, but it's like to another extreme. You know what I mean? You're just loud. It's like so... I mean, you were so loud, dude. I mean, so loud.
But that's nothing new.
Like you were starting earthquakes with your voice. Like
I'm rugged!
The Richter people were going, what the fuck?
What's going on?
That's that kid down there in San Francisco. He's yelling. Fucking dope. All right, so what do we got to do? We do some drunk calls?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, we'll wait till Mark calls in.
All right, so we got, Polish Bob. At some reason, either Pam or I called Polish Bob, my best buddy in the whole world, at 1:30 in the morning. And he called the drunk call hotline, recapping what the hell we said to him, I guess.
Yeah, Lunatic Radio. I just got the best drunk call to my home at 1:30 in the morning from Kieran, the host of the Lunatic Radio show. And I have to say, I had a lot to drink tonight, but it's nothing compared to what you guys had to drink in the city. Because that was probably the funniest drunk call I've ever heard. I wish I had a recorder for it. I don't know where you guys were, but Kieran answered the phone. He didn't seem too bad. He seemed like he had his usual two beers to like a normal person would be like a 12-pack. But he was okay. Pam was wasted. She must have had, I don't know, 100 beers.
Who's complaining about like, how much liquor?
And there was something about somebody farted, and it was the most slurred speech I've ever heard anybody talk. It was like another language. I couldn't explain it any better than that. But I just wanted to tell you about that drunk call.
All right.
Love Polish Bob.
Polish Bob out.
Sorry, Bob.
Gosh golly.
Mark Anthony Ramirez on the line. Mark, what's going on?
What's going on, fellas?
Thank you for coming to the bar night the other time over the weekend.
Oh, that was fun. I love seeing you guys.
He was embarrassed.
I got to see you twice. I got to see you twice in 1 week. I think I jizzed.
So did you have a good time?
I always have a good time. Oh, man, I had a blast. I got to see everybody, meet everybody, meet Dana. That girl, Dana, is a hot piece of ass.
Who's Dana?
Dana is for the I Suffer.
Kieran is like, who's Dana?
Yeah, he doesn't talk to chicks. It's like, where are the guys at? Let's meet them. she came with For the I Suffer and his wife.
Oh, right.
That was another chick.
Yeah.
Short hair.
Yeah, I remember her.
Nice. Yeah, real short hair, great knockers, nice ass, real cute in the face.
Yeah.
She has that short, like, blondish, kind of like, I want to be a bull dyke look going, but she likes a cock.
What?
Great girl.
Did you get to meet that kid who didn't know, like, who Rocket and I were?
You mean Tom? Yeah, when I was standing outside, Rocky comes up to me and he's like, dude, don't use our names. I'm like, this idiot thinks that.
I didn't say idiot! I didn't say idiot!
Well, whatever you call them. You're like, this guy doesn't know who we are, man. So we're playing with him all night. And then Kieran is like, he's like, yeah, man, he doesn't know who we are. So he just came, you guys came out and confirmed it as a dynamic duo that just he was a nice guy. Tom is a great guy. He just doesn't stop.
I wouldn't stop talking to you.
He's like my son when my son's in that fucking Y stage. Why is the sky blue? Why is this? Why is there a universe? Why does Jesus love me? Why are you touching my penis? You know, he's just like, he's a why kid.
He was just asking the why questions. Why are you so tall, Mark?
Why are you so tall? Why is that girl talking to you? Why are you talking to that girl? Did you turn your back on me to talk to a girl? Why?
Why isn't Kieran Rocket here?
Yeah, he did ask at one point. I was like, that's probably because they're getting laid, because they're celebrities.
Yeah, Rocket
Talk. You guys look great the other night, man. You guys look good. It was good to see you.
Yeah, no, it was good seeing you too, man. You looked like $1 million, my friend.
I look resplendent, I know.
Yes.
As long as my girlfriend's mom keeps dressing me, I'm going to look fabulous.
I like her style, dude. It's good.
Dude, so do I.
Yeah. So when are you going to come down and be on the program again?
Let me see. When do you guys want me down, man?
All right, cool.
Just let me know when you guys want me down. Maybe this way I can clear out my so busy schedule.
That's how we schedule, Mark. Yeah, when can you come down? Well, now let me know. Great.
Well, you know what it is, dude. Like I was talking about on stage on Wednesday night, some drunk cracker fucking slammed into the front of my truck.
Oh, what?
Yeah, man. Somebody rammed it in my truck. Me and my girl went down to the Jersey Shore for a few days to a parents' beach house to relax and get away from things. And I was there 7 hours, and some drunk girl slammed into my truck.
Yeah, Mark's
doing like 40.
Mark drives a big SUV. It got wrecked. Some chick like rammed into it. Now he's stuck, literally driving a roller skate.
Oh, I thought this happened like again. I thought you'd gotten your car back. Okay, now I was aware of it.
No, man, I haven't gotten it back. Yeah, imagine that. I'm driving a skateboard with windows.
Yeah. It is the smallest car like ever.
Clown car.
It is the
clown
smallest
car.
That's a rental car, right?
Yeah, it's a rental. Every time I get out, 17 midgets get out behind me.
We saw him outside at Caroline's last Wednesday, and he's like jammed in this thing. Yeah. I'm like, Mark, this car don't fit you.
I was wearing that car like a tight turtleneck.
Yeah,
it was like, I was wearing that car like a tight turtleneck at a gay bar called Uncle 50. You know?
Yeah.
I would get out of that car, and I swear to God, every time I got out of that car, somebody would stop and just stare.
Mark could literally wear that car like an inner tube. You know how just like around his waist and walk around with it.
Like a Flintstones car. Stick his feet out the bottom.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's an obnoxious red too, so you can spot it from a mile away.
The thing is, you know the sad part is with that car? I had to give it back today and I actually almost like felt like I was going to miss that little thing.
Because you were so close to it, literally.
Yeah, I did. Well, the thing was a mess. The guy was like, the guy's checking out, you know, when you go back to the rental place, the guy's checking through the car. He's like, God, it looks like you lived in here. And I was like, well, I couldn't fucking, I'll tell you that much. But I did live in this thing. It was pretty damn small. That thing, like, once I sat in the driver's seat, there was nobody else could sit in the back. It really, what was ridiculous is that it had a back seat and it had four doors on it. That was the funniest part. It was a four door. Like, who are you sticking behind you?
Yeah, right. Nothing.
It's a four door nothing.
His nut, tiniest car ever.
I couldn't put a pair of chihuahuas back there. So
thanks, Mark. Just want to thank you for coming down the other night. That was pretty cool.
Man, that was really cool.
No, thanks for having me, man. All the ladies were hot. There was some nice-looking girls from Long Island there that were really friendly.
Definitely. Yeah. I felt kind of, it's just like, oh, like when with Mark there and Patrick there, I was like, oh man, I hope this turns out okay. It's like, I want to make sure it's a good plan.
Yeah, well, you know, me and Captain Tofu are fine.
Captain Tofu?
I didn't even know anything was going on. What was going on? What are you alluding to?
No, nothing's going on. We're fine, you know. Oh. I don't know why you're rocking with Big Brother. I guess when I'm on stage, Patrick was making commentary.
We were at the back, like, while Mark's performing, Patrick is doing, like, commentary after every joke.
Oh, really?
Patrick's like, yeah, that lined. That bombed. Okay, keep walking around.
That's what they do. They're buds. That's what they do.
Yes. That bombed. When you got a body by Tofu, you can't really crack on other people.
Oh, God.
I don't know if you guys ever saw this character on the Flintstones, like in the 80s and early 90s, called the Shmoo.
The Shmoo?
If you guys want to look it up online. That's what Patrick's body looks like. He looks like the Shmoo. He's just white, pasty, and gelatinous.
Oh, man. That's funny.
You know, Patrick's idol growing up, like as far as like workout, is like the Stay Puft Marshmallow guy.
Oh, that's awful.
Hold on.
You know, when Patrick sweats, it's just like tons of Crisco.
Oh, man. All right. Well, let's not beat up on each other, fellas.
Did you put Patrick's sweaty palm in a frying pan? It smells like bacon.
Oh, God.
But you gotta love him. He's the best.
It was great seeing him too at the bar night. It was a lot of fun. He was sharp.
He was dressed to the nines.
That's what I was saying. I felt all like nervous. It's like I had to impress you guys with like our outing. It's like, oh man, this is like official now.
Well, you know, you brought us to this place that my future father-in-law would love. That looked like the type of place business deals went down. Like there was a business brunch amongst white Republicans and a black child was being sacrificed.
Oh, God. That is just awful.
They had, like, that wood paneling and shit, like the Brady's Den. It was kind of creepy.
Yeah, I love the place where they have tons of beer. That's why I like going there. And it's big. And that was the one thing we were looking for, but it was...
Well, they do have an excellent beer selection. Yeah. And they have an excellent scotch selection. I don't drink anymore, but I noticed. It's just scaring me.
You always got to take a look at the goods, right?
Make sure it's all right.
Yeah, man. That's the one thing I still do when I go to a bar. I'm like, what scotches do they have? Because I was a big whiskey, scotch, brandy guy. You know, I'm like, hey, they got Louis the 13th. I like this place.
No, we're not. All right, Mark.
25 a glass.
So get your ass down on the program, and I want to thank you for coming out the other night. It was really cool seeing you.
All right, man. Take care, guys.
I love you, buddy.
Love you. Yeah.
Right. We love you, too.
All right. Later, Mark.
Bye. Later, bro.
I got to go.
Is he gone?
Yeah, he's gone.
All right. There's Mark Anthony Ramirez, everybody. He was at the bar night. He'll be down here soon, right?
Yeah, definitely. Oh.
We'll play some more drunk calls.
Sure, guy.
Here's Patrick, everybody.
Ooh, Patty Saltines.
Hey, guy. Hey, guy. This is Patrick from Cringe Humor. I am in Rodian's car, and the lovely threw up on a fucking BMW.
The whole Chaos crew came out that night.
She's throwing up on a German car for ultimate irony. It couldn't have been a Mercedes-Benz, but I just want to say, I want to say this isn't a bar night. This is Sparta!
What was that?
I don't know. They're doing references.
Oh, I didn't get it.
And finally from the bar night, Connecticut Jake.
What up, everybody? It's Connecticut Jay, hanging out in the Affinia Dumont in the middle of fucking New York City, Manhattan. I'm hanging out with the CEO.
Yo,
Simon. Oh, you holler back. Right on. And Evan, fucking cousin Rob's brother.
Yo, what up?
so.
Yeah, holler back. Anyways, this is the Ghetto Revival coming back saying, my name is Connecticut Jay. I'm from fucking Stratford, Connecticut. I'm representing hardcore, and I am lunaticmotherfuckingradio.com.
Word him
up. Look at him hacking it up.
Word him up.
He's such a hack. Speaking of Rodian, I don't know where it was, but I had it in one of the audio clips.
Give me your list of notes from the bar night.
Sure.
I'll make sure I covered everything.
I don't know. I can't find it, but at one point I asked Rodian, are you enjoying bar night? And he says, I want to punch someone in the face. Chaos Radio, Friday nights.
Us in the bathroom with the door closed.
That was the one you were taking a piss.
I was taking a piss. You were cleaning your hair. Pam spilling drinks and falling over it. Right, that happens. Whose notes are these?
That's from Connecticut Jay. I had him do show prep for us.
Kieran getting, no, I am not reading that. Holy Christ. I'll read this. Jay is as hacky in person as he is on the board.
Wait, what's the other one? I'm curious.
Kieran getting, what do you find at the beach?
Sand.
What else is at the beach, Rock?
Water.
Uh-huh. What else is at the beach, Rock?
People? Fishes?
Mm-hmm.
And
what else? Anything else make up the beach?
Jetties.
Uh-huh.
And crabs.
You'll occasionally find maybe...
Seaweed.
On the north shore of Long Island here, there's
rocks.
A lot of... What's another word for rocks?
Stones.
Right.
Oh!
Add a D on the...
Eddie.
All right, so what?
Crabs. There was a lot of crabs that night.
our random interviews with people. I don't remember that.
Yeah, I have one. Want to hear it?
Yes.
Random person audio.
All right, so I'm here with Patrick.
No.
We don't know. This isn't Patrick from Coon Shooters. This is some random Patrick here at the Gingerbread Ginger Man Pub. Patrick, are you enjoying yourself tonight?
Hell yeah.
Now, why are you here tonight?
I enjoy hanging out with my buddy.
You're just hanging out tonight? No special reason?
Hell yeah.
Nice. Well, I'm from a radio show. Tonight's like a radio show bar night. So a bunch of listeners and what have yous are here hanging out.
What have yous?
Do you listen to radio at all? Like talk radio?
Do you know what that is?
You know radio, little transistor thing dials?
Does he answer?
I think so.
Absolutely. I listen to KXP in Seattle.
You're from Seattle?
No.
Oh, wow.
But I find it's one of the best streamed radio shows in the U.S.
You really?
Yeah.
Really?
Wow.
I love you.
I'm flabbergasted.
High five.
So this is just a random dude?
He was actually in that crowd with Evan and his and his chick. He was macking it too. So I went over there and I just started interviewing him, see what he's all about. All
right, so we pretty much covered everything, I guess.
I think
right?
We got everything. I wish I had that Rodian clip. Yeah. Maybe I'll find it before.
I did make a phone calls to pretty much everybody the next day, saying thank you or sorry, something. I said things. And that's about it, man. We're going to do the bar night thing again in the summertime. Not sure when, not sure where it's going to be, but we'll do another bar night, and it should be a good time. This time, because it's in the summer, we're going to pick a place where there's an outdoor place to chill. Actually, I have one in mind on Long Island here that is phenomenal. We got to find what that place was. Remember I was telling you about it?
Yes.
It's like in the North Fork.
Cool.
I got to find that fucking
place. You know what's a little wacky fun fact?
Mm-hmm.
Our... Bar Night 1 and Bar Night 3 won the exact same day.
What does that mean?
Nothing. But I'm kind of glad we'll have it during the summer because it's always... Every bar night so far has been like on a semi-cold to cold evening. So by having it in the summer, at least we'll be, it'll be a little bit better.
Mm.
Summer nights are better than fucking November or whatever. So it'll break it up a little bit.
I just want to mention this Thursday, everybody, at the Matthews Comedy Zone in Matthews, North Carolina. Rory Carf and Josh Gogan will be playing. So log on to www.matthewscomedyzone.com or myspace.com/charlottecomedy to find out more information. It's a show with Rory Carf and Josh Gogan, and it's March 29th at 8 p.m. Tickets are $10. Please go see the boys. They're the two. They're all bros. They're all bros. And they're doing some good radio stuff or whatever, comedy stuff. All right, I'm losing my mind, so I need to take a break.
Why? What's wrong?
We have one more break, right?
Okay, yes.
We're going to do the drunk calls.
Don't lose your mind.
And do some other stuff. We'll be back right after this.
Hi, this is Mark Anthony Ramirez, and you're listening to LunaticRadio.com, where we discuss things like Mark Anthony Ramirez fucking a cripple. Yeah, baby.
You're listening to a future Marconi Award winner.
You know what's weird? Both of you idiots, listen to me.
Okay.
I was like, I'm going to hate these guys when I call them, and I actually don't hate you. You're pretty cool.
Wow. It's a nice comment. Yes.
Hey, look at that. Thank you very much.
You guys actually just get it. You get comedy, and that's really refreshing because most radio guys are assholes.
Exactly.
So I thank you for just getting it. You know what I'm saying, stupid?
Well, yeah, yes, I do.
Jerry McCann on the LunaticRadio.com show.
I got to pick on my man Rocket, everybody, because we had the Nikki Reed on last week. She's the hottest college radio DJ in America. And we had her on, and we were talking to her, whatever, you know, having a good conversation. Pretty much the only good part of last week's show, by the way. And so we had her on, and towards the end of the interview, I think Rock was like, yo, since, you know, you're the special guest for Kieran, and Kieran likes you, you know, say something sexy to Kieran.
Sure.
Kieran, I want to.
So she says that.
Fair enough.
Fine. It was great.
Fantastic.
Some reason Rocket has like a seizure.
What else is new?
Afterwards.
I go nuts.
I gotta play this, because every time I hear his reaction,
yeah,
I don't know if I want to strangle you, or it's like cringe to me. It makes me uncomfortable.
I'm sorry.
You know what I mean? Because I know you're 26 years old, and you're a grown Italian man. And you sound like...
And these sounds come out of me.
You sound like a dog that just got shot. Like you're yelping. Yeah, I don't know. All right, so here's the clip from last week's show when Nikki Reed says something nice about me, and then you have Rocket's ridiculous reaction. Here we go.
What do you want me to say?
Say something to Kieran. Make him, like, go nuts. Say something directly to Kieran.
Kieran, I want you.
Oh, my God.
Jesus!
Everybody just left. And now I have a boner.
Wow. Audio literally got up. Couldn't take it.
All right, that was it.
Wow.
Did you hear the yelp?
I got up there in the octaves.
Did anybody miss the yelp?
That was like a high A.
Because I have it here on my little sampler.
Oh, look at you.
What is that? What is that?
Well, let me defend myself.
How do you defend that, dude?
Because she was hot, and it was hot and arousing, and I lost all train of thought, and I could not control my vocal cords and how they react to the air that is being pushed out of my lungs. Right? Did I do a wooba dooba dooba boo?
Yeah, it was like wooba dooba dooba boo boo. A wooba dooba dooba boo boo boo.
I think I just go to this otherworldly place and I can't control like what I'm saying or doing. It just kind of. Oh my God.
Okay, and it's not like she was in the studio and she just whipped out her poo nanny.
Yeah.
Because I could see that kind of reaction if the girl was doing that.
Okay.
She was on the phone and said this to me.
Oh.
Kieran, I want you.
And Rocket has this reaction.
Oh, my God.
Are you really excited that I'm getting compliments? Is that the thing?
No, I just was terribly turned on. Oh, Christ. Everyone's good. Everyone relax. I see them. Vox is exposing boobies. So hold on. I got it.
Oh, my God.
Hold on.
Oh, wait. I got it. Hey, everybody. Vox is showing boob in the chat room.
Oh, my God.
Nice.
Her legs are tied back like a turkey.
Oh, I know. Hey, everybody. Vox is showing boobs in the chat room.
There it is. Yeah. That can never get old.
Hi, this is Nikki Reed, and you're listening to LunaticRadio.com. Kieran, I want you.
Who's in control, you or your bills? Hi, I'm John. Do you need help with your bills? If you've got to choose between paying all your bills and buying groceries, you need help. If you take a cash advance from one card to pay another, you need help. If your paycheck won't cover all your bills, you need help. With DebtHelp.com, you're in charge again. Their money management professionals show you how to get control of your financial life again, and it's pain-free. The folks at DebtHelp.com have the knowledge and contacts you need to get control and stay in control of your debts. Imagine all your bills paid, groceries in the pantry, and enough spare cash to go to the movies. You can do that again with DebtHelp.com. Check them out. DebtHelp.com can help you with other things too. Credit cards, mortgages, student loans, taxes, it doesn't matter. DebtHelp.com will get them under control. Go to DebtHelp.com and enter my name, John, for the priority code. DebtHelp.com. One site, one solution.
And now back to the show, LunaticRadio.com.
Nice!
House of Pain. Bring it.
I rip shit like a bow when I flow. And I score points with the joints that I throw. Cause I throw daily, I'm no punk sick. I break backs, make tracks and get funky. There's nowhere to run to, cause nobody cares. MCs drop to your knees, say your prayers. The luck of the Irish is about to kick in.
Yeah.
Prepare to die and notify your next of kin. I'm going all out, fucked up and call out. That's how I'm living, punk, you better stall out. This is the house of pain. To come inside is insane. I'll put your head out.
LunaticRadio.com show.
Spread out.
I'll put your head out.
I'll put your head out. Put your head out. Jump up, spread out. I'll put your head out.
Good album.
Word them up. Love the House of Pain. Nothing says Long Island white boy like House of Pain.
Oh, hell yeah.
Gotta love Everlast and the boys. LunaticRadio.com show, fourth segment, or fifth segment. I don't even know how many segments we do. Welcome back to the program. Emails to the show, LunaticRadio.com. Drunk call hotline, 206-202-LUN. That's 206-202-5666.
Hit us up.
Bar night, hanging out, chilling. Just a recap show of the bar night. Thank God we only do this like once, twice a year. Maybe.
I could do it. See, I could do it every week because, you know, I'm not you.
Anna Nicole Smith still dead. Let's find out.
You fix the Department of Homeland Security. Oh, email your thoughts to Cafferty File at CNN.com. Go to CNN.com/Cafferty File. Is Anna Nicole Smith still dead, Wolf?
Yes.
Yes, she is.
Thank goodness.
By the way, overdosed. Autopsy. OD'd. Back.
But not in a... mean way, like someone didn't do it to her.
Right. No one was involved.
Not
it was
in
her.
Mean way. I'm an idiot.
She didn't overdose in a mean way. Okay, she did it in a calm fashion.
I'm such
a... you dope.
I suck at this.
You
never said I was good.
Dope. C from CO, Drunk Call Hotline, 206-202-LUN, that's 206-202-5666. This is when our listeners go out during the week and get hammered, and instead of calling their boyfriends, girlfriends, moms and dads,
husbands and wives,
thank you very much, they call us and leave us rambling drunk stuff. So here we go.
Bitches, 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 what's up? Sitting at work, it's like 11:30 in the fucking morning. Got a goddamn bottle of Crown Royal. You guys say that there's nothing good from Denver, Colorado. How about a little west of here, a little place called Golden? That's where your buddy Fat Kev gets his Coors Light. So think about that the next time you knock Denver fucking Colorado.
Did we knock
anyway,
Denver, Colorado?
I'm going to take this bottle, go
probably.
Back into work.
Yeah, Colorado sucks.
I can't get my ass fired today. See ya, bitches.
All right, congrats with that one. Guy's drinking at work. He's going to walk into the boss's office and try to get fired.
Not roller skates.
Not bad.
All right.
That's the way to go.
You know, sure.
Good
do what you got to do.
That's what you got to do sometimes.
Hey, listen, you got to be the player.
Work it out.
Yes.
Just Jim.
You guys should find someone with a tracheotomy to read news on your program.
All right. You know, he's getting angry lately. I'm not liking it.
Yeah. He left another thing saying, get off the MySpace, Karen. I'm off the MySpace, God damn it. It was like a fucking 4-minute rant.
Jub's getting angry lately.
Yeah, he's getting frustrated.
Is he not getting laid?
I don't know.
He's lacking in the sex department?
Anybody want to hear Stalker Connie from Texas masturbate? Anyone. I'm going to play it anyway.
Okay.
Hey, Lunatic Radio. Ooh. This is Dr. Connie. I hope you can hear me. I'm not on the landline on my cell phone.
Thanks.
And I'm masturbating.
Are you really?
It feels so good.
No, it doesn't.
She's doing this week,
I'm just about to come.
All four.
Really?
Just a bit outside.
Oh, God, I felt so good.
Post-game show is brought to you by...
What are you thinking?
Christ, I can't find it. The hell with it.
I come on LunaticRadio.com.
Did you get it already?
I don't believe it. You faker. You faker.
That was adorable.
Oh, it was adorable. It was so fake. Come on.
No, it wasn't. Why was she faking?
All right, this is Stalker Connie. I'm about to come. I'm coming. Like it was that quick.
She might be good.
Oh,
she might know.
Stop.
She might know where her button is.
I'm not buying it.
Buttons are, you know, listen, once you find the button, you always know where it is.
Connie, I think you were faking. I appreciate the, you know, the effort there, though.
The E for effort?
I think you were faking. It was just too quick. Who fucking comes in 35 seconds? Not me.
30 seconds.
11.
11.
It's my favorite number.
Yeah, man.
11
fucking,
seconds.
You give me fucking porn. Forget it. I just like get it out of the way. I get like that sometimes with porn. It's like, I just got to get it out of the way. Get it out of the system.
You just get one little fucking thing in your head.
Yeah.
And you focus on it and you... Okay, good. I'm going to bed.
Yeah, exactly. It's the nightcap.
Yeah.
It's like I could have like a little glass of scotch or I could rub one out real quick, get ready for bed.
Connie's a good girl, though.
She's nice. She's been around very long.
Yeah, she's a good girl.
Be nice to her.
I am being nice.
You said she's dirty.
I didn't say she was dirty.
You called her dirty.
Was she really coming, though? That's the question I got to ask. Rocket.
What?
You totally think it's bullshit, too. Look at your face.
I do. I don't know. It just doesn't make sense. Like, but it just doesn't...
All right, she called. She said, do you want to go back? We can critique it.
Is she... Yeah, is she searching for attention? Is this...
Oh, don't even go there.
Is she begging for attention?
Some people do that. All right, let's check it out. We'll okay. Go replay.
A little play-by-play
action. Stalker Connie, here we go.
Hey, Lunatic Radio. This is Dr. Connie. I hope you can hear me. I'm not on the landline on my cell phone. And I'm masturbating.
All right. Hi, this is Stalker Connie. I hope you can hear me. Perfectly, like, normal voice.
Yeah.
Hope you can hear me. I'm on my cell phone. And I'm masturbating.
Yeah, like, if you were really masturbating, I don't know if you'd say it. You know, no. It's like you could just tell in the voice.
Right.
You're so busy. You're not making complete sentences.
All right, here we go. She's beginning to masturbate.
It feels so good. I'm just about to come.
All right, how many seconds was that?
Yeah, it's like...
dude, that wasn't even 11 seconds.
She's like a guy.
Just calling it out, man. I have no problem with Connie's awesome. I love
right.
Connie. I got no problem with Connie. But sometimes, you know, you got to point this stuff out. I don't want to look like an ass.
I think you're just jealous. You wanted to be there watching her.
What? I didn't say anything. What are you doing, Rock? Putting shit in my head.
Look at that.
Pam says she can do that.
Really? That quickly?
You chicks are amazing.
Stop. That's lies. No chick could fucking have a goddamn orgasm in 11 seconds. There's no way.
There's no way. You can't go from 0 to 60 in 11 seconds. There's no way. There's no way. The vagina does not work that way.
I don't believe Pam can do that in that little time.
I mean, like...
She would have to be totally turned on. And maybe she can. I don't know.
That's impossible.
I'm just saying Connie's phone call didn't sound like she was like completely not horny at all. And all of a sudden she was like, horny and coming within the span of 15 seconds. Now I can see if you're like worked up like all the hell.
Right.
And you just touch yourself. Beep. Over.
Sure.
I can see that.
Sure.
But did you hear Connie's voice?
Yeah.
She didn't. She sounded like, fine.
Hey, guys. Oh, I'm coming.
Yeah. Hi, guys. It's Connie. Oh, I'm done. Come shooting out of me. Just don't buy it. All right. Do you want to do Shanghai Lee? Or are we still going to stick on this discussion? Let's go Shanghai.
Let's go Shanghai.
Yo, Kieran. It's Shanghai Lee. We're about 16, 16, 17, 18, 19, maybe even 20 beers deep. You got the call one before, which was the interview with the hooker.
Oh.
The girls are dying for it. They're up for it. I've got the stinky finger, the stinky finger right now. I've got two of the boys here, and they've got the pussy mustache.
All right, I buy it. I buy that she was coming right there if she already worked herself up.
Oh, you're talking about Connie?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, if she already worked herself up, I buy it.
Like 10 minutes.
Right, 10 minutes of working.
No, 30 seconds. Stop it.
But she threw me off with the way her voice sounded in the beginning of the call. Very calm, very collected, not all horned up.
Right.
With the wet finger, it's fucking, well, hey, what can I say? I'm pissed. We're all pissed. We're in Shanghai. We're fingering hookers. We're watching under the nose of our boys. And we're calling the drunk call hotline. So... some things to say is Laguna Beach, Kev, G3.
This guy trying to reference my brother.
Yeah, man. Good club. Better mind, even better.
That's so wild.
He's talking about my brother's golf clubs.
Isn't that weird?
What has that ever been the topic of discussion on this radio show?
For like 30 seconds when your brother brought it up.
It's funny what people
think
remember.
About that. Think about that. Right now, across in the other side of the goddamn world.
There's a guy thinking about my brother's golf clubs.
Golf clubs!
My brother who's not on this show all the time.
Unbelievable.
So weird.
And what's even weirder, he's in the chat room right now. I mean, like, what time is it there? Is it like 3 in the morning?
It's May.
Jenny blowjob. You're my bitch. You, baby. You want it? Come on.
I'll pay
for the flight. You come over to China. I'll pay for the flight. Jenny blowjob. LeeSimonSmith.hotmail.com. Come on, baby. You're coming over here, and we'll show you a good time. Rocket, Kev, Kieran, Laguna fucking Beach, China, Shanghai, fingering pussy, money finger, let's go, baby. Yo!
Fucking shitty blowjob.
Send me an email, baby.
Fat Kev, Rocket, Kieran,
love you guys.
Come over here, I'll show you a good time.
Show you the hookers, they're lovely.
I'll get you some.
Did we get that? He had a call, he talked to hookers?
Yeah, I got that call.
Unbelievable. He sent the pictures. Holy Jesus, desktop image coming. Holy crap.
He was talking to some hookers.
Blonde, Asian, it's like fucking gold.
All right, finally, here's Shanghai Lee from Shanghai, China.
Kieran, this is Lee and Patricia.
Patricia.
Patricia,
yeah.
From Kyrgyzstan.
Kazakhstan.
Kazakhstan, sorry. So Kazakhstan is sort of like, that's Western China.
So he's talking to a chick from Kazakhstan?
This is, I don't know if that's the chick. There's no way that's the chick, because this chick's like Asian. There's no way she's from Kazakhstan.
So, Patricia, how long are you here in China?
I will be here then next week, and then I go back to Japan. I live in Japan.
Oh, you live in Japan? Okay.
But I work here also sometimes.
How long are you working in China?
Oh, not always. I just come and go.
Come and go, so maybe 1 week here, 1 week there.
Yeah.
So, what's the business? Okay, so what do you do?
Okay. Oh, it's okay, but Japan is better.
Okay.
I'm a dancer.
We're talking about some full sex or oral sex?
Yes, everything. I want to talk. Everything.
She does everything, this girl.
Sucky, sucky, long time?
So she full service. Unbelievable.
Get the full detailing?
Doesn't it sound like he's reporting for the BBC? Like, this is our hookup at the BBC?
We're here at Parliament today.
That would be just perfect for this show. Our hookup at the BBC does interviews with hookers.
Yeah, right. That's our spin.
So you're very good?
Yeah, I'm very good.
You're fucking very good?
Yeah, I suck good. I suck good.
You suck good fucking?
Yeah.
So what we're talking about then is you're sucking good and you're fucking good. Do we get any sample or is it only...
If you want to be with me and your friend, it's okay.
Me and a friend. So we can do it three ways.
Yeah, no problem.
Do you with a boy and a girl and you together?
Yes. No problem.
Two girls?
Yes.
So you like to lick?
Yes, everything. No, I don't. I'm not lesbian.
You don't like to taste?
No.
She's not a lesbian. This guy's awesome with you.
Can I say something? Get the paperwork ready. We're getting Shanghai Leon payroll.
Yeah.
These fucking guys are interviewing.
Okay?
Good.
Yeah.
But what, it tastes like penis or what?
No, I don't do that.
Did he just say, do you like the taste of penis? Any comments? Kieran, dude, I got a chick here who loves the taste of penis.
He done, dude. So, for the boy. What things you do for the boy, Patricia?
Nothing. Everything the man wants, I give.
Everything the man wants.
Wait,
they can fuck me. Pussy, they can fuck me in my ass everywhere.
Fuck you in your ass.
Yeah.
So you like the anal?
Yeah.
I love him.
Yes.
So you take the anal. So you have to wear some diaper or
no?
Yeah.
So yeah, you, I'm better
for so, for you, what's the best thing? You like the ass or you like the pussy?
Everything.
Oh, you like everything? Sure. Wow.
Fucking you're man.
Okay, it's enough because I'm working now.
Okay, you're working. So just tell me before you go back working. So how much for you to go home and?
I
fuck you. It's $300. Fuck you in the ass.
Bye bye.
Okay. Yeah. So Kieran, dude. That was it, man. That has got to be a number one first. That's got to be Rocket. If you do are not dribbling in your fucking pants, that's unbelievable. That's you've heard it.
All right, Shanghai Lee wants Rocket TV jacking to this interview.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Nothing will make him feel better than knowing I'm fucking dribbling, as he would say. Homo.
$300 to do that chick, though.
Dude, that was great, though. He was like eating in on her time. She had to go.
First time from a Russian hooker working the streets in Shanghai. $300 in the ass, in the pussy. She likes it all, and she's gone home. And I'm going to go and chase after her. So, boys, catch you next week. Bye-bye.
This guy's awesome! It's like, perfect!
It's like Steve Irwin going after a croc. I got myself a wicked Sheila.
Look at this horse. She's gorgeous.
I'm going to wrangle her down. Tie her up.
Get her on the belly. Look at this vagina. Man-eating vagina. It's gorgeous. Look at the labia on this one.
This is Shanghai Lee fingering pussy. See you guys later. Kieran Dude. Rocket Man.
Look at this asshole. It's so tight. It's gorgeous.
Holy crap.
Careful, this one might bite.
How much for the ass?
She's like trying to get away because she's trying to work the street. He's fucking up in her. Like just interviewing her. She's trying to fucking fuck some dude so she can make a living for the night.
By the way, has anybody figured out where that girl's from? I heard Kazakhstan, Japan, and Russia. I have no idea where she's from.
I think also during that interview, she didn't like anything with guys, but she'll let him fuck. She'll let her other guys fuck her. Like, really weird. Didn't really make any sense.
He is banging chicks over there. Must get a lot of
Shanghai Lee.
Shanghai, China.
Kazakhstan works between Japan and China. What, a fucking whore's out there do like fucking cross country jobs?
Are you kidding me? I met when I was at the strip club in Vegas. The chick that was giving me a lap dance flies in on the weekends from San Diego to work.
What?
There. I was just like, really?
I'm in the wrong business.
Yeah. I was like, oh, god damn.
I want to fucking do that.
Yeah.
I'll whore myself out.
And that's all they do. I mean, like the girl, she wasn't like some featured. She was like one in a 400 out of 400 girls that are at the strip club. And she flies in just to do that. Give guys lap dances in some seedy fucking joint.
Wow.
I'm like, wow, there's that much money out there for you chicks?
I want to get in on this action.
Wow.
I need to get some whores. I can make easy money this way. Mm. Let's do that. Let's forget the show. Let's just become pimps. I think it seems like easy money.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many chicks that do it. Look at that. They're flying cross country.
Yeah.
It's like that easy. They're like, yeah, I'll get on a plane. I'll fucking work here tonight.
Rory and Josh Gogan, two of our comedian buddies, will be playing Matthew's Comedy Zone in Matthew's, North Carolina. That's Thursday, March 29th at 8 p.m. Tickets are only $10. Log on to matthewscomedyzone.com for more information. That's Rory Karff and Josh Gogan, two of our buds. I want to thank everybody who came out to the bar night this weekend.
Yes, thank you very much.
We had a blast. We all had a good time.
Very good time.
When all is said and done, I believe we all had a good time.
When it's all said and done, Kieran still loses.
Yes. I will win one day.
One day.
Thank you, Connecticut J. Thank you for the I Suffer for the food. Thank you to Pamela for coming out. Thank you to Mark Anthony Ramirez, Patrick from CringeHumor.net, Chris and Heidi from Chaos Radio.
You're going to name everybody?
Just our friends. Who was?
Rob was there. Simon was there.
Yeah. Everybody.
E-Man was there. E-Man was hooking up with chicks and then deleting phone numbers in front of them. That is fucking MVP, man.
MVP.
MVP.
And with that, we'll do the hotties of the week and get the fuck out of here on the LunaticRadio.com show.
Oh, shit.
Let's get out of here. It's time for LunaticRadio.com's hotties of the week. Hotties. Hotties.
Hottie of the Week time. This is a pointless segment, but we do it every week. Pick a chick from Old Entertainment Demon or Hottie of the Week. I'm going to go with Anna Nicole Smith.
Really?
I'm going to be the first person in the history of this bit to pick a dead person.
But is she dead?
Well, Jack Cafferty keeps on telling me she is. I'm going to go with Anna Nicole Smith. Fuck it. Why not? Can you pick a corpse? Yeah, you can, right?
You know what, Kieran? It's your show. You can do what you want.
Thank you. Rocket, who are you going with?
I'm going after seeing the brackets of booty thread on the board. I'm going with Alicia Cuthbert because, holy shit, she's adorable.
Yeah.
I would have mucho sex with her. Thank you.
Happy birthday, DJ.
Happy birthday!
Who is DJ?
People.
All right. Happy birthday to DJ.
Husker Kid going with Sarah Chalk. Do you know her?
Who? No.
Yeah. That is my buddy. That's who DJ is. I'm listening from school.
All right. Happy birthday to DJ.
Happy birthday.
All right. I want to thank Race Car Johnny from the Speed Road Tour Challenge for calling in today.
Tony takes Darlene from Roseanne. Hottie of the year right there. Pulling a Roseanne reference.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you to Jenny Blowjob for calling in.
Yeah.
Next week we'll have Chris from Chaos Radio.
Good.
Co-hosting the show.
Marie's a cunt.
Should be fun. Barnett was great. Thank you, everybody.
Was so much fun.
Sorry for being loud.
What did you learn? If you could sum up Barnett in a sentence, what was it to you?
I don't know.
Exactly.
That's probably the best way to sum it up.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You're left days after questioning more than having answers for. Oh, that sucks. You lose!
All right, thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see you next week.
This concludes the LunaticRadio.com broadcast day. For questions and comments, email the show at LunaticRadio.com. That's THESHOW at LunaticRadio.com.
Hey, thanks for checking out the show. Now, we never expect anything from the listeners except to simply listen, but if you sit on your computer board or something, help spread the word on LunaticRadio.com. Now, you might be asking, well, what can I do? Let's say you have a MySpace page or a website. Head on over to LunaticRadio.com/promotions and get the code for one of our banners. Maybe you're a user of Dig.com. Now that they have a podcast section, we are on it. Do a search in the podcast section for Lunatic Radio and dig us. Or if you use iTunes, subscribe to the show. The bottom line is, we appreciate any help that the listeners give in helping spread the word of LunaticRadio.com. Tell your friends, find a website to vote for us, Google us, whatever. Just help spread the word, we really appreciate it. And as always, go to the Lunatic Radio message board at lunaticradio.com/board, or go to our MySpace page at myspace.com/lunaticradio and find out all the information you need in helping support the show. We want to take over the internet. Not really. We suck.